I told you Trump was for real. And he just leveled up again and is on a total rampage. Yes, I'm having a political spiritual orgasm right now.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, this will be a historic broadcast. We're entering the 246th day of the return of the American Republic in the West. President Trump is overperforming what I believe he would be able to get done. I am beside myself in thanks to God and to all of you that God has worked through together. On Sunday, you saw a giant revival, and the Spirit of the Holy Ghost was there. And we put the devil and the intimidators and the bullies on notice that we're not submitting to them. Yesterday, RFK Jr. and Trump come out with exactly what I told you, because we do the studies. 100% the MMR shot and the hepatitis shot are the main cause of autism, but women taking Tylenol in utero massively reduces blood-brain barrier and other tissue growth. It has a bigger effect in all mammal studies on males. This has been known for 40 years, ladies and gentlemen. And so that lowers your defenses, and then the shots come in and finish the job. Exactly what I told you they would say is what they said, because I already know the studies. And then the left and Big Pharma attacking Trump. You don't do what he did if you're not the real deal. He knew he got scammed with Operation Warp Speed. He brought in Kennedy to do it. I knew the backstory and inside baseball. And now they're delivering on every front on going after the death cult that runs big medicine, big pharma. Normally, we would do the whole 4 hours on that hour and a half press conference. Unbelievably historic. Then Trump was supposed to speak 30 minutes. He goes off the teleprompter, which you can tell he wrote the speech. I know the speeches. Tell it once Miller writes, I can tell. Miller, and it's Miller and Trump, basically. That was a Trump speech. I mean, Trump sits there with Miller writing it, but that was all written by Trump. It'll come out later. Handwritten notes before have come out. He likes to write his UN speeches, his big speeches. But he went off his own speech, went an hour, and the second half that was off script was just devastating. The UN is not supposed to run invasions but stop them. The whole carbon tax is a plan to enslave humanity. We must bring back the West and save the world. I mean, this is the opposite of the Great Reset. And again, you don't do things like this in action and in word if you're with the bad guys. This is devastating the globalists. So he got in 8 months ago, did really good for about 3 months. Better than I thought they would, then kind of got bogged down for a while, still got some good done. And now like a badass off-road monster truck that's going through a swamp that's going 80 miles an hour and then kind of hits a deep area and is only going 20, and the mud's all the way up coming in the, you know, over the truck, and you think the truck may sink, and all of a sudden it just roars out on the other side and jumps, and it's just out of the swamp. It just brrrr, with fire shooting out the exhaust. I mean, that's all I can do. You know, he races in the swamp, dominating there, kind of disappears a little bit, and all of a sudden, fire shooting out. I mean, I'm like in ecstasy right now. And the actions in the court's ruling, of course he can fire the heads of federal agencies. Of course the federal agencies aren't a fourth branch of government. Of course the Supreme Court ruled in his favor. It's constitutional. It's on his face. Prima facie, to use the Latin. So then there's that. And then the Justice Department officially launches an investigation, criminal investigation, into the Democrat Party's lawfare against yours truly, my crew, this operation, and my family. And we have them cut and dried. That's why the Justice Department reached out. They're like, oh, this is, they got sloppy here. We have them now. Ha, 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 ha. That's the Democratic Party right there. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Share the live feeds now, 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 now.
Not only is the UN not solving the problems it should too often, it's actually creating new problems for us to solve. The best example is the number one political issue of our time, the crisis of uncontrolled migration. It's uncontrolled. Your countries are being ruined. the United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped. In fact, they're not even coming anymore because they know they can't get through. But what took place is totally unacceptable. The UN is supposed to stop invasions, not create them and not finance them. In the United States, we reject the idea that mass numbers of people from foreign lands can be permitted to travel halfway around the world, trample our borders, violate our sovereignty, cause unmitigated crime, and deplete our social safety net.
All right, the Trump of 8 years ago was 10% as good as the Trump during all the persecution culminating in Butler. He leveled up then. But the new Trump, for people that back in the 80s, like I did, played Super Mario Brothers, is like when Luigi gets the mushroom. Invincible. So since they killed Kirk, and I'm just like Trump or any other alpha male, when something really bad happens, I'm not a victim. I don't give in to it. But I usually take a few days to process it, and I get depressed, and I work through it, and then I come back stronger. He didn't sleep for 2 days. They were really worried about him. People saw him cry the night and literally basically stumble around. And I was in D.C. for that, and I'll just stop there. I was going to actually go over there, and I was still invited. And they were like, but he's really, I was like, yeah, no, I'm not going. You need to know, like, because he's the type of person who'll still meet with you, even if he's totally exhausted. It's just crazy what a bull he is. And that was on that Friday. So, but he came back through that now and is even tougher. Man, I got to say this to everybody. I mean, you know, all you black pillars out there that get boosted by the bots and the rest of it for just doing nothing but talking crap about Trump. We expose bad people in his administration or weak people to get him back on track. But compared to the Democrats, this is night and day. But worse than the black pillars, and I just harp on this because it's so important, is the white pillars. Think everything's fine. We're not in a fight. It's all done. Everything's going to turn out great. We're in a boat sinking, bailing water, and they're telling us everything's fine. That's crazy. This is neck and neck. Well, it was until the last 3 days. You can feel it intellectually, spiritually, culturally, in the zeitgeist and the Holy Spirit. I have never been more satisfied, because I don't do what I do for power or for power trips or for revelry or, you know, for reveling. I do it because I hate tyranny and don't want to be impressed and enslaved. And I got the same feeling as when I was a teenager and some, you know, 20-year-old when I'm 14 is trying to kill me because his little brother attacked me and I broke his nose. And so he sees me at McDonald's and attacks me in the parking lot, and he's a ex-con tough son of a bitch, and he's trying to kill me, and I gut up and get him down and ram his head in the ground, and he's knocked out, and you stand up, and you got this feeling of satisfaction and survival, not of dominating somebody. You kind of feel sorry, they're twitching, they're having a convulsion, blood's running all the ground, but still, you're like, I lived to survive, to carry out my mission. You are defeated. You are crushed. And that's the feeling I'm having right now. There's no feeling like it on earth. Victory. We didn't start the fight, but we're not going to roll over and die. And we've got unlimited spiritual juice to do whatever we have to win. And our enemies can feel that now. When humanity was asleep, they thought they'd intimidated us. But it was their bullying and attacks that just woke us up. And now they've awoken the terrible giant. So Trump came in and did an incredible job. Even when they were bogged down some, it was still better than I thought it would be. And now it is just flamethrower powerful. It's like watching Godzilla vaporize Tokyo with his breath. And Hakeem Jeffries said, we're going to put all your supporters in prison if you don't back down and shut up and stop. Well, we already know that's your plan. And you want to cut all our sons' penises off and our daughters' breasts off. Dude, we get it. You declared war on us. We accept the challenge, you thug. Ilhan Omar, Hillary Clinton, all of you. I've had the leftists in these mediations and stuff go, you know, we're the mafia. We're going to get you. And I'm like, that's why I fight you. You don't think I don't know you're evil? You think threatening me makes me go away? You don't think I didn't know that? You know who we are? Well, you're going to find out who we are. And if you knew who we were, you'd be scared. Because those of us that have real cellular grit and spiritual power have governors on us. Those that you don't have power don't understand that. Because you don't have horsepower. You got the horsepower of a gremlin, of a pacer, of a Yugo. You don't have 1,500 horsepower. You don't have 2,000 horsepower. You don't know how dangerous it is. Those of us that got the horsepower and the gear to hack it do. But you obviously haven't read Conrad Lorenz and Human Animal Psychology, or you'd know. So, let me give you the big news. I could spend the next 4 hours on Trump's hour-long speech to the UN. Epic beyond belief. First half, really good. The second half, just the greatest speech he ever gave. Calm, focused, destroying them. Calling out all their lies, saying, I know who you are. You're the evil ones. You got yesterday, which I predicted every bit of it because I know the studies. I already know Red Kennedy's books. I knew it before he wrote the books. He did a better job than I was contending. I'm not taking it away. But, I mean, we already, folks, when they approved Tylenol, just like aspartame the same year, they couldn't believe it. It eats your liver. When you take it, when you're having a baby, when a woman's pregnant, it literally blocks all sorts of cellular growth, including the brain. The reason it kills pain is it shuts things down. And it destroys the blood-brain barrier while it's growing. And boys have a blood-brain barrier half as strong on average in all mammal species, males. And so you annihilate that. And then you give them poison shots that go over the blood-brain barrier. It's bye-bye. And I said, it's a cocktail. And then they give the babies Tylenol all the time for fevers. Tylenol, I mean, my dad's a physician. When I was a kid, he was like, it's a magic drug. It's really toxic. You only want to take it if you have like 104 fever. It's really bad for your liver and bad for your brain. That's why it's one of the main reasons Alzheimer's is triple what it was 50 years ago. That's actually higher than that. It's quadruple. I mean, Tylenol is a death switch. And the shots, the MMR, the hepatitis, we know those are the big ones. So this was coffin nails to the globalists. This was irrevocable devastation to Big Pharma. This is Trump turning the corner on warp speed, bringing Kennedy in to do it, which I told you he was doing. Because he'll never admit he's wrong. Because he knows they'll use it against him. But this is his pivot. And now you see it being delivered. They banned all the new mRNAs. They've taken away their liability protection. They banned all the mercury. And that's all the other shots. They're admitting that Big Pharma is losing $40 billion so far. They're in total panic mode. They have riots going on inside HHS and CDC. And memos coming out from Big Pharma, we got to get rid of Kennedy. And they will try to kill Kennedy. The man is an absolute dyed-in-the-wool saint, a real man, the real deal, a literal warrior given to us by God in the flesh. Did you say a prayer for Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? They murdered his father. They murdered his uncle. They got the right stuff. They're not perfect, but they don't want to kill their fellow Americans or anybody else. Trump has declared war on the Federal Reserve and has kicked out their board members and now has them doing what he says. That's never happened in 112 years since the Federal Reserve was set up. It's private. Google's Alphabet law firm said, we were wrong to censor everybody. Everybody can come back to YouTube. We're going to test it and see. But in a letter to Jim Jordan, because they caught him in the illegal weaponization, that's Ed Martin. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And then you got the Charlie Kirk American exorcism. And you could see Marco Rubio, who was on the bad guy team before, but not pure evil, like Darth Vader at the end turning to good. You could see them all. The Holy Spirit, not just intellectually, I knew it was all real. And the 100,000 inside, the hundreds of thousands outside, all together, our will coming back, our spirit coming back. Then the cynics saying, oh, it's a political thing, it's not real. What are you talking about? All you're getting is real, 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 real. I told you on air 27 years ago, when I'd only been on air about 3-4 years, I've told this story probably 500 times till your ears bleed. I had a local radio show. It was already getting syndicated because I went out and got it syndicated. I actually went to the satellite company myself and paid to syndicate it myself. All these stations picked it up. Syndicated myself. And I finished my local TV show, and I went at 9 o'clock at night at Waterloo Ice House. Almost no one's in there. Ordered chicken fried steak, green beans, a salad, an iced tea. It's an iced tea, not a Dos Equis. And after I got done eating, all of a sudden I feel this spirit in the room, which I'd never felt like that before. I felt it many times since. I was like, ooh, I felt electricity. I was like, yeah, you ready? And it was, here's what you've done wrong, but you said it right. Because I'd been touched about 5 years before to return away from my wickedness. Because I'd murdered my own children. I didn't understand it, but I mean, I've done the worst stuff you can do in abortion. And you haven't done that now in 5 years, 4 years, whatever it was. And do you want this mission? We're going to show you the different possible futures that humanity can decide. It goes from this to that. You're going to be demonized, attacked, some scenarios killed. Are you ready? I was shown that as an instant download. I said, yes, it was like a commission into the military. That's what it was. We used to imitate the way God in the universe operates down here. And then I was like, all right, here's what's going to happen. And I go on air, and I said, I just had a vision from God. We're going to turn everything around. We're going to wake up the world. This will be a great awakening. Globalism is going to be defeated for a time so we can get prepared for when the real Antichrist operation hits in the future. Satan will wage war against the states and overcome them in the end of the third quarter, but in the fourth quarter, we win. I've told that story 1,000 times and in more detail. And God told me, you will be the one. You will be the equivalent of a John the Baptist that will be recognized that brings the Great Awakening. It'll be many others, but you will be the focal point. You will be targeted and recognized for that. Are you ready for that? And God chose me for that, told me as well, because you don't care about being the big guy or the leader or number one. You have the courage. You're willing to go through this, but I'm going to test you and a bunch of bad stuff's going to happen so that it gets worse and worse and worse and worse. This is instant downloads. It's like knowledge. It's like you're just given the knowledge of a 90-year-old. Then you got to search through it. And all this bad stuff is going to happen to you is so that as it gets worse and worse and worse, it'll mean nothing to you. And by the time it's ready for you to do your real operations, which if I decide will mean you'll be assassinated, I've told you this, that you will be willfully in line with it and want it. But you have to accept this mission if you want this mission. And I said, absolutely. I didn't see an angel, didn't see God, but it was like electricity. And all this knowledge pouring in so fast, and being able to then begin to see the future and everything else, it was just amazing. It was being upgraded. And it's happened 6, 7, 8 times after that. But as Mike Tyson said, when God favors you, the devil favors you, the temptation gets exponentially worse. And when I pray, it's just, God, tell me what to do. To completely take me over. I know I've got free will. I know I'm not a robot, but just take me over. And please take the temptation away. Please turn down the devil channel. Because the problem is, the more you're tuned into God, folks, the more you're spiritually connected, it's a receiver. And then the devil channel is just like, oh, my goodness. Can you turn this off, please? But you can't, because God wants you to be scanning the enemy. So I have to sit there, and I can just literally dial in. What's that lady thinking? What's that guy thinking? I literally, it's mind reading now. And more family sees it. Everybody sees it. I go, oh, you're thinking this. How do you know that? It's crazy. But I only have limited temporal human awareness, so I can only, like the eye of Sauron, but in a good way, look at one thing at a time. I can look at anything I need to, and then I get the answer. The problem is, I'm not omnipresent like God, so I've got to be looking around. That makes sense? And that's how real God is. The news is, I'm just a regular person like you that God put on this path. You have these gifts. God's given you gifts. This is what the enemy's afraid of. It's why they bombed us with fluoride. It's why they do all the chemicals and the attacks, because they're scared of the fact that you are a eternal being created by God that is a transceiver. You receive and you transmit. And so I am more devilish than even the top generals in the New World Order, because I'm dialed in. I have knowledge of good and evil that we got at the fall. I don't execute it. I don't like it. I don't support it. But the knowledge of it is enough. That's why we're falling. So mostly Satanists and people are operating in one dimension, just about their power, mindlessly getting off of the demonic energy of it. It's just like a drug. But then you get others that do a thing, they're managing the devil, and they're actually in charge, and they know how to control the forces and the balance and all the rest of it. But the higher up ones have just dialed into this and submitted to it and are servants of Satan. But what you need to know is, as I've said 1,000 times, the devil's greatest trick isn't that he doesn't exist. That's his second trick. Number one trick is that good doesn't exist. Good does exist, and there's a fight in all our hearts and souls and minds on which side you choose. And I know you get guilty. I know you get upset the fact that you can pick up the dark energy. You can dial in. You have these thoughts that aren't yours, and you just feel ashamed that you could even think that. No, that's what free will is. God allows the devil to be the tester. And you can say, the Satanists always say, your God's a sadist. He allows all this. We're going to end free will and blah, blah, create a utopia. Yeah, right. No, you create a new entity that will now be eternal and has free will. You must give it free will. And you must allow this child of God to be sent out in the world. And those of you that say that's sadistic, well, did you have children? Because when you have a child, they're going to be born, they're going to live, they're going to go through experiences, and they're going to physically in this dimension die. So did you murder your child by having them? No. Are you a sadist? No. It's a compendium. God made us. It's the adventure. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. It's perfect. It's what it is. But God gives us guide rails. You could say cheat sheets, but it's not a cheat sheet. God loves us so much, he gives us free will, but he literally incarnates to experience and chew the same ground we've chewed and take on all the evil himself to show, if I'm going to make you put up with a little bit of it, I'll put up with all of it, past, present, and future. I'll take it on. And that's God's guilt. Not that God is not perfect, but in God's mind, that was the decision of the perfection, that if I'm going to make them do this, I will actually take it all on so that I can forgive them and show them that it's okay. That is the mystery. That is the secret. That is the perfection. That's why it's so real. Now I'm going to stop preaching, go to break. I'm going to come back with the epic Trump UN, epic press conference on the Tylenol and the poison shots. They're killing the mRNA programs. It's all happening. They dismantled border protection, so they're like, well, it's not as good as his first term, because he had to rebuild it. Now it's ramping up exponential. Even Trump's critics have to admit it. It is spectacular. And then the Charlie Kirk Memorial. And people saying, oh, that's not real. What do you mean? The crowd wasn't real? You could say one person was for real, one wasn't. Only God can judge. No, the people there being positive and being against violence and nothing getting burned or attacked while leftists shoot up country clubs and weddings screaming Free Palestine and shoot up ABC and, you know, do all this stuff. No, that's them. No, this was good. This was beautiful. And it was pure in its intention. And it was what Charlie Kirk wanted. You know, looking down from the higher dimension, the 12th dimension with God, you know he's so happy and pleased. He got exactly what he wanted. He's where he wants to be. My flesh is weak. My spirit's strong. I don't go out and put myself in harm's way wanting to die. But when I need to go out in public and go out to events, I have no fear. And if it is God's choice that I be killed in the service of humanity in the future, it is a Christ-like death. It is a king's death. It is the greatest death to die in the service of others. And so I have no fear of that. I only have fear of failing in my mission and not being strong enough and not worshiping God strong enough and not being worthy to align myself with the creator of everything, who I beg to take full control of me, so that I cannot sit here and contend with this myself, only with your spirit. But God says, I'm sorry, I gave you free will, my son. Anytime I need to, I can dial over to the demon channels, the devil channels, the Lucifer channel, and know what they're going to do. But I don't do it with enjoyment. I do it with horror. But when commanded to do it, I do it. Because that stuff don't wash off except the blood of Jesus. All right, I'm done preaching, but this is about a revival. I alone am your chronicler. Let me tell you of the days of great adventure. We'll be right back. Stay with us. President Trump has officially declared with an executive order last night, Antifa, a transnational terrorist organization directed by the Soros Crime Syndicate. You see what happens to those people, and they are terrorists. Yeah, there's so much good going on, it's hard to track it all. And again, I don't sit there and criticize black pillars because I hate you. A lot of you are operatives that are paid to do it. It's fine to criticize bad things Trump does, keep him on the straight and narrow. That's good. But the incessant exaggerating and whining and bitching and all of this is going to get civilization to collapse. Do you understand what the Great Reset means, boys and girls? To end the carrying capacity of the planet, to reduce the population to 500 million people. That's not just on the Georgia Guidestones that somebody blew up. It's in the UN plan. So, we got that coming up. Also on Infowars.com, DOJ Task Force on Government Weaponization Against the American People launches investigation of the Democratic Party, FBI directing illegal lawfare against Alex Jones and Infowars. And there's a lot coming down, folks, a lot I haven't even released. That is, you've already seen a lot of smoking gun stuff. But there I am acting crazy at the Georgia Guidestones. What a classic report. I like the part where I will it to be destroyed. I mean, I didn't blow it up myself. It was a nice white horse there. And the one that sat upon it was named Death. I just showed the part at the end where I... So, we got that coming up, but in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today at 2:30, we had a guest on, but I'm moving tomorrow. I'm going to air the last half of Trump's speech to the UN, where he declared war on their tyranny, so they're purposely invading the West, replacement migration, carbon taxes to collapse society, that they're willfully destroying their people, that they're the enemy, that Europe should free itself. I mean, it's just, it's all true. And it's irrevocable to them waking up the public and energizing the resistance. I mean, this is just fantastic. So right before I went live here today, 36 minutes ago, I was on with Steve Bannon right up until the show. Here's the first part where we talk about the speech like 60 seconds after it ended. Actually, Bannon went right in as it ended, not even 60 seconds. And then I literally told him before we went live, I said, let's not even cover my story. It's important. He goes, no, it's about going on offense, because he knows some people involved. And he said, this is really good. This is fine. But it's a historic moment. We are on offense. You can mark the last 3 days as when it happened. But today at the UN, mark it, Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025, is when Trump threw down the gauntlet and declared war on the globalists to their faces and said, I know who you are. As Steve Bannon said, it's like Christ going into the temple of the money changers and beating him with a whip. This is it. Here it is. Here's our breakdown.
On behalf of the Assembly, I wish to thank the President of the United States.
Okay. Let's say that was not a wildly enthusiastic applause. And after her announcement, no applause. President of the United States, I don't think I've ever seen a harder throwdown in my life with the work of the United Nations. President Trump really went in. And if you look at it over the last 3 days, the fiery speech he gave at Charlie Kirk's memorial service, or the remarks he gave at Charlie Kirk's memorial service yesterday in the Roosevelt Room, with really an off-the-chain, full-frontal attack on Big Pharma, and then you go to today at the United Nations, just out and out, right up in the grill. Of course, there's a few sidebars to Lula and other things like that, but that's the noise, not the signal. Let's go. We've got Alex Jones. We got some breaking news, but Alex first. I got to ask your assessment and observations as the president leaves. If we get any footage of more of the president, let's also put it up there. Alex Jones, your thoughts about the president and the United Nations, sir?
Well, you texted me this morning. We were talking about the broadcast. You said, we are now on offense. And when I was watching the whole speech, sitting here waiting, the first half was powerful. The second half was an epic relaunch of the West, a repudiation of the globalist, transhumanist, depopulation, Agenda 2030 collapse program. This was a total indictment of the Great Reset, the climate change fraud, the globalists, the UN, but also the answer to it, and relaunching the Renaissance, relaunching the revival of a pro-human future that flies in the face of the globalist. And so it's not enough to oppose the globalist program. He is actually executing on everything it takes with industry and military and culture and getting us to not have a broken will and be demoralized. This Trump is 10 times better than the one we had in the first administration, battle-hardened, survived multiple assassination attempts, through hell, literally a spiritual leveling up. I mean, you can see it. You can feel it. The churches are full of people. The Kirk murder, the left celebrating it. We are accelerating now into offense, and you can feel it, and you can see it, and it is so exciting. And you can see the demoralization of the Hakeem Jeffries here in the U.S., the Democrat leader, the U.N. people, the unelected dictatorial EU commission. They are in fear. They are as white as sheets. And Hakeem Jeffries said, anybody supporting Trump, we're going to put you in prison. Well, we already know that. We know it's do or die, and so is Trump. And that's why they're removing these U.S. attorneys and others that are deep state operatives, and we are now on the offense. But now the real battle starts. Everything else was a prelude, a buildup. Now the big one is beginning right now, and I'm getting chills, Steve Bannon.
Alex, first of all, I know you got a show to do, but I'd like to hold you.
I got all the time you need, but I know you got a lot to cover. I can't believe I'm. Yeah.
No. Because I want to get into details about some news about you and about going on offense. But I'd like to ask you to walk the audience through the arc of just the last 3 days. We had really the sacred and the secular merged together at Charlie Kirk's memorial service for President Trump's kind of fiery remarks. The best, I think, best launch of a broad awakening of Christian nationalism. Then yesterday he goes right in and out Bobby Kennedy's Bobby Kennedy and taking on Big Pharma and says, hey, this is going to be the signature. What he's saying, he's not going to let the corporatists take your body and destroy you, right? You're in charge, not they're in charge. And they in the United Nations, from the Global Compact on immigration to climate change, every big initiative. And this is what I loved about it. It's not just the UN General Assembly. He's talking about the engine room in Geneva, where WHO, where World Health is, UNESCO, all the cultural institutions of the UN, where all the money goes to spread their madness throughout the world, controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. Trump takes it right on. Walk me through the arc of these 3 days, which I think are three of the best days of Trump's presidency, first term or second.
Steve, I've been on there 31 years, and I can tell everybody right now, I've never seen 3 days like this. My spirit is so strong. I can intellectually see it as well. But on Sunday, we said to the terrorists, the literal demonic Democrat Party celebrating death, that we understand it's a spiritual war. I've watched these people, all of them for years, know most of them. Rubio, you could see, was lit up like an evangelist. It was real. It wasn't just paying lip service to Christians and Catholics. Erica Kirk, everyone was on fire. Elon and Trump coming back together. All of it was so real. And that was putting the devil and the Democrats on notice that we know it's a spiritual battle and your intimidation isn't going to work. Trump shoots up 10 points to all-time high. And that's the main reason that happened. People get it. Then they address Big Pharma and the Bill Gates globalist arm that's weaponized so much of our medical systems. And he goes in even more hardcore than Kennedy and says, no, it's the multiple shots, which the studies show, the MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, the hepatitis. Then he goes in on the Tylenol. They knew when they approved it, it attacks your brain, it attacks your liver. It works really great because it's super powerful, but it literally stops development in the fetus, including in the brain. That was known 35 years ago. So finally, and he said, when reporters are like, well, there's these studies by, and he goes, listen, that's the establishment. We all know we were 1 in 50,000. Now we're 1 in 33, 1 in 13 in California. Same thing in South Korea. It's over. We're done. We're getting off the death cult. So he put the whole Fauci, Gates, New World Order death cult on notice. Then he goes to the UN and says, your climate change is a fraud. It's creating serfdom. The UN is running invasions to bring down the West with replacement migration, which is an official UN plan from 2000. In official stated policy, that's the whole Soros operation and Mayorkas and the rest of it. And then he moves into, we have to come together, we have to be optimistic, we have to build a pro-human future. He then exposes all the carbon taxes as being a fraud and just absolutely delivered the first part of his speech was good. The second half literally was all true. And I was sitting there, while watching it, knowing the next thing he'd say, and you could tell he went twice as long as he was supposed to because he was just ignoring the teleprompter, and we got real Trump. And I can tell by the speech he wrote that one. But it's so, and I can't wait to see what he does this afternoon. I mean, this Trump is incredible. Thank you, God, for this man. I am so proud that we all supported him and defended him. Nothing's perfect, but this is night and day to all the black-pilled people that bitch and complain and armchair quarterback. They have no idea that if he fails to stabilize the dollar, secure the border, and stop these wars, and there's a global collapse, we are talking World War Z-level destruction. We better all get behind this man right now, Steve Bannon.
Alex Jones, magnificent. Hang with me. I do think Charlie Kirk's assassination execution has unleashed something in the president. It's extraordinary. Maybe about time on Earth. I'm telling you, absolutely extraordinary. And you're 100% correct. He went twice as long because the second part of that pivot was absolutely, Alex nailed it. He put him on notice. This is like Christ going into the temple, putting him on notice. I know who you are, and I know what you've done, and it's evil and it's wrong, and I'm stopping it. The President of the United States throws down as hard as you can possibly throw down. Oh, and by the way, after last night, he went in and signed the EO on Antifa as a terrorist organization. Short break.
You pray to God for deliverance, and God gives you the people, though imperfect, to do it, and you then say it's not real. Don't take a gift from God and piss on it. Don't be a horse that's brought to water and doesn't drink. Doesn't mean you mindlessly white pill and support everything. No, you have to see where we move the needle. It's violently against the enemy. Everything God told me 27 years ago is happening. It's crazy. It's absolutely wild. And I got so much data in that vision, that download, that whenever I need the information, I can just go back to that moment, remember, because I didn't understand at the time, and I can access it. It's all there, like a total library of systems to defeat the globalists. Look at the planet. Look at the stars. Look at everything around you. Look how amazing everything is. That's just what your eyeballs see. I mean, everything going on around you interdimensionally is a trillion times more incredible. This is insanely awesome. I mean, wow. A boring news day doesn't exist. You're bored, you're watching Netflix. You're bored, you're not engaging in fighting evil and promoting freedom. Thomas Jefferson talked about the animating contest of liberty. The animating contest of liberty. This is it. You know, I have top MMA fighters on. I have top boxers on. They say, no, I did this because I like it. Because it's what you're designed to do. That's just one aspect of being a man or an aspect of being a woman. You're not supposed to just jellyfish around all day like people on a cruise ship in Wally. You're not supposed to just experience other people's lives or facsimiles. You're supposed to live it. What an adventure. What a blessing. Now, I want to get into more of the UN speech and the key clips we've got. And by the way, this tiny crew has done, I don't know how they do it. I mean, they have it already all clipped out, his speech. They've got yesterday's speech clipped out. It's so epic for exposing Tylenol and the poison shots. That binary cocktail weapon that I told you what you would hear. Be like, oh, how do you know? You don't know. Yeah, I'm just Johnny Come Lately. I just fell off a turnip truck yesterday. What do I know? What do I know? I just have hundreds of governments listening right now. They know. They fed all my shows through Pentagon AI. I got this about a month ago from the Pentagon. They war game it. They want to know why the Democrats was first. Mike Cernovich told me about 6-7 years ago, he said, yeah, I got these Google documents. I'll give you some of them. Can't give them all or reveal who it is, but they banned you not just because of the political stuff, but because you're everywhere and AI wants to only train off Wikipedia, so that's why they banned you. They gave me the documents. I showed them. I said, me? Well, since we were the most prolific show in the world. And now I was talking to the Pentagon. And so they're running models of people when they have large shows and large broadcasts into the AI to see what's most accurate. And they came back and said, your broadcast of everything we fed through it, the AI says is the most accurate predictor of the future. And I told you after the Vegas terror attack for Saudi Arabia, that's what we invaded. Nobody really even knew that happened, but we did. The FBI called up and they said, why don't you come work for us? You're able to do that. Because I predicted the day before they do the shooting. And again, I'm not telling you this stuff like, oh, I'm smart. Oh, no, no. The point is, this is going on. This is the ether, folks. This is all around us. This is happening right now. And they don't want you to realize how powerful you are and how amazing you are and how you can interface with the universe. You know, they got a hat that I was supposed to plug, but I realized this isn't the hat. But the embroidered hat. Maybe we'll just show the B-roll of it here in a minute. Maybe it's over there on the desk, or maybe it's over there. Maybe you can bring it to me, but it doesn't matter. I'm going to go to break here in a few minutes. I'm going to come back and go through all this. But yesterday, you noticed, I didn't plug one time in 4 hours. So I was so focused on news that I just didn't do it. And you see us winning. You see us winning in court. You see all this. You see the bad guys wanting to shut us down. But if I don't promote the products and you don't buy the products, the dog doesn't hunt. So it's really simple. I sell you things that I know are really great and really work well. Just like I want my news to be the most accurate, so we're the best. The left wants to be the best liars. We want to be the best truthful people. That's the lane I'm in. It's what makes me feel good. It's who I am. I can't help it. So I'll find the hat. It's fine. Where was that son of a bitch? I had it here. It doesn't matter. We had B-roll of it. We can show that. We had B-roll. It was a big fiasco yesterday about getting B-roll of it and all the rest of it. Not a problem. In fact, we won't plug in. It's fine. Anyways, the point is that because I hate plugging stuff, even though the methylene blue is the best, even though our Shilajit is the best, even though our turmeric is the best, even though all of that, I don't want to sit here and pitch things because I'm not a merchant. I'm not a salesman. I sell freedom. But I will sell stuff to fund our operation, and I will sell you stuff that really works, because why would I sell you something that doesn't work? I want you to be blown away by it so you get it again. This is not rocket science. All you've got to do is have the common sense thought in your brain that if this guy's information is so good, maybe the products are just as good as he's saying, because they are. Now, Shilajit and turmeric takes a few days to kick in. Irish sea moss, they're amazing. Our very highest quality private label, the top selling brand, 2,000 milligrams per serving, bovine colostrum. The first 2 weeks of a mammal's milk is just superfood. It's all available at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's discounted right now in the one-year anniversary of the Alex Jones Store, which I don't own, which is Bigly, which finances this show and the backup network. So they, if even they shut us down, they don't shut that down because they own it. But they back us and the crew. So they're incredible products. It keeps us on air. I just need to get one more percent of you, because less than 1% buy anything, to go get the products, and we'll go. I don't want to go 24 hours a day. What's the point of being on from like midnight to 4 or 5 a.m.? I want to go like midnight to 5 a.m. And later, maybe we'll go 24 hours. But we got the hosts. We got the people. They're building the big studios, our new backers, all of it. You know, just a couple miles away. Not just a little backup studio. Huge, badass, better than these. There's a lot of money going into this, but I have to fund this operation myself. And there's a good chance we're going to save InfoWars itself and then just move it to the new studios, because they want that name to attack it and try to shut down all of our archives that are so powerful, that are evergreen, ultra green, infinity green, that just get stronger and stronger. So you want people to fight for you. You want people to take action for you. You want people to take on the globalist and the new world order. Well, who's doing it more than Trump or RFK Jr. and Tulsi Gabbard, who are incredible, and Elon Musk? And I'm so glad they're on even a next level than me. But I'm down here putting the info out, very critical in the talking points and the research and the truth that feeds up. The bad guys want us off the air because they know we have that ability through you, this giant audience of activists. Because maybe 0.1% of you buy anything at thealexjonesstore.com, but the majority of you share the articles, share the videos to your email, your text message. That's got the power. It's you. It's you they want to shut off. It's you they don't want me motivating and getting engaged and getting involved. So pray for the broadcast. Share the links and articles. Share the clips. Download them yourself. Cut it up. Do whatever you want. The show belongs to you. But whatever you do, realize that this is not a regular show. This is not some Netflix entertainment program. This is real live analysis and fighting for freedom and winning and going from being obscure in the wilderness to being the zeitgeist now. And everywhere around the world, what we talked about is now out in the open. That's what you want to back. So go to thealexjonesstore.com. The widest selection of T-shirts and ball caps and hoodies and everything. And take advantage of it all. And we have a limited edition America First hat that is a fundraiser. They're almost all sold out already. Regular hat's $25. You know, this hat's 70-something if you're a member, 100 if it's not, because if you want to support, it's a memento that you did support. It's embroidered. Hat costs like $45 to make. That's how expensive it is to make stuff in America like this. Make it in China for $7. Limited time fall super sales, 70% off atomic defense, super immune system booster with methylene blue purchase. So get a methylene blue order discount and get a free bottle of atomic defense for 70% off. Boost your health and take control with the unbeatable offer. Purchase any bottle of ultramethylene blue tincture or ultramethylene blue capsules. Get 70% off on a bottle of atomic defense, the ultimate natural health shield packed with cumin extract, turmeric, sea moss, honey powder, and more. Ultramethylene blue tincture discounted. Ultramethylene blue capsules discounted. Atomic defense, 70% off. Plus, the America First Limited Fundraiser Edition hat is almost sold out. Only 250 of them. They're about to sell out. The hat is the ultimate collectible designer. Keep us on the air and keep America first. Don't wait. Stock is limited. Thank you all for your support. TheAlexShowStore.com. I want to thank you all. Hour number two is right ahead. Look, they say charity starts at home. So if you're not taking care of yourself and your family, how are you supposed to take care of anybody else? And that's where America First comes in. That's why I'm wearing this hat. The left knows how to manipulate it, those of us who have an altruistic aim, and say, oh, give everything up. Give up your guns. Give up your will. Give up your family. Give up your kids. It's for a greater good. Be part of a collective. But the collective is a lie. Collectives are supposed to be the knowledge of the crowd, what everybody basically agrees on. We don't make everybody join it, but most people join it because it makes sense. Google, until 6-7 years ago, was whatever the most popular thing was the top link. Whatever the public thought was the best, and it worked great. They got rid of that. Now they're a joke. So that's what this comes down to. In the 60s and 70s, they had Dr. Spock. That was a child psychologist, not the one from Star Trek. And they said, oh, let your child be themselves. Don't tell them any values. Don't tell them any ideas. Because the school was doing it. He bragged about it. They pushed the book everywhere so the state could take your kid over. And everybody's like, yeah, we already know that. Yeah, but people didn't know it back then. So that's the point, is people are awake or more awake now. We've got to accelerate their awakening and accelerate their education. Because it's one thing to wake up when a fire alarm's going off in your apartment or house. You don't know exactly what's going on. You got to then find out what's happening. So the public's awake now to a greater extent, much greater extent. Now they got to figure out exactly what's happening. So Antifa officially now the executive order designated as a terror group. I said last week when Trump said it, I said, I bet by early next week the executive order is signed. That's not how it works. Right again. What does that mean? Going to burrow into that. The incredible speech, hour and a half long with RFK Jr. and Trump and all these other health officials that most of corporate media, even Fox, did not cover because they're on the big pharma payroll. Doesn't matter. Almost no one's watching those channels. Fox, average show, 2 million viewers. Whoop-de-frickin-do. But there's still this prestige with old people, including Trump, that, ooh, it's Fox, it's fancy, it's high production value. That's why we need high production value. I could sit in my house and have the same viewers. But this is for old people. Nothing against them. They're great. But they want to see a fancy studio. They want to see a sports jacket. They want to see fancy graphics. We want to wake them up, too. We do this for the old people. Gen Z and all that doesn't even want this. But we do it for you. You want to see a fancy studio? We'll do it for you. But what really matters is avant-garde, being anti-establishment, resisting tyranny, and Trump gets that, and gets where the globalists were taking us, was total collapse of civilization. This was do or die. Certainly who he's working with isn't perfect. He's not perfect. Neither am I, neither are you. But we're pulling for civilization. We're pulling for peace. We're pulling for health. We're pulling for good medicine. We're pulling for common sense freedom. And not openly, publicly, internally wanting evil like the left is. I also didn't get yesterday to Ilhan Omar. There's more now on her. Oh, my goodness gracious, gumdrops. Goody, goody gumdrops. You know, her being the famous imperial slave rulers that ran slavery in Africa. When they overthrew them, our dictator family. She fled here. I mean, you've got a literal thoroughbred slave family, slave owner family. Not 200 years ago, now. telling us how white people are inherently bad. It is so sick. We've got that coming up as well. But I got my work cut out for me. Gavin McGinnis on all the huge developments joining us in the third hour. We got other information we're breaking down in the fourth hour, but I want to come back and get into more of Trump's UN speech that's so historic and so powerful. More on the incredible press conference yesterday. They tried to black out, but it didn't matter. They just pretend nobody's seeing it. And so much more. And I said, I like the FCC head. He's overall a good guy, but, oh, we'll shut you down. You don't need to shut down Jimmy Kimmel. He has no viewers. I said it was a stunt. Now he's come back. He has no viewers. He's a joke. Don't need to censor what doesn't have any viewers. Well, I mean, we were kind of the first big beacon. There were a lot of authors and researchers and generals and patriots that wrote books and spoke at conferences, and that's who we learned from about the globalists. But in the wave before this big mega wave that started in the early 1990s, InfoWars was the progenitor in the enemy's own admissions, congressional hearings, Carnegie Endowment, Rockefeller Foundation, recognized as the detonator. That's my guest, you, the crew, the filmmakers. This forum, this focal point, is recognized by good and bad as the epicenter of their destruction, the globalist destruction. And they're going to false flag, and they're going to race war, and they're going to try everything they got. But all the king's horses and all the king's men can't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again. I have dozens of videos just today of people praying in the UK being arrested, people not wanting Islam taught in school being arrested. Of course, they're doing something super unpopular, a total UN invasion. No one's going to put up with it unless they can shut it all down, but it's not working. And now the president at the UN calls out the tyranny of the EU, calls out the tyranny of the UK and Canada, and talks about sanctions against them for it. That is amazing. Then you got forces inside the administration, like the FCC head, who overall is doing a great job, saying, oh, yeah, you guys are 99% Democrat, and you're doing all this. We want you canceled. Kimmel already had no viewers, like 200-something thousand in the key demographic, less than a million total. There are high school kids every night from their basements have more viewers. Leave him there as an example of tyranny, like a museum piece. But of course, it was a stunt. Now they brought him back, hoping, oh, now that he's controversial, now there's cancel culture, which they learned blew up in their face. Trump doesn't need to play into that, be cancel culture, so they can play victim. Big mistake Trump made, not attacking him, just saying it was wrong and predicting what would happen. So ahead of Gavin McGinnis joining us here in about 51 minutes. And these great clips from the historic press conference with RFK Jr., other health officials, scientists, doctors, exposing what is causing autism from the studies, and they knew decades ago. It's the multiple shots. It was 6 or 7 30 years ago. Now it's 80 plus, and it's the blood-brain barrier being erased in utero with Tylenol. We know. And now the left is in the position of loving Tylenol, like they love Pfizer shots. I actually don't like the left, but I still hate watching them get liver failure. I mean, there are thousands of studies. They almost didn't approve Tylenol. They shouldn't have. That one couple hundred milligram Tylenol is the equivalent of drinking a bottle of Jack Daniels, a big one. And you're giving that to babies. Oh, yeah, you ain't feeling no pain because it literally is poison and turns off your nervous system. Advil in the studies really has no problems other than maybe stomach problems. So there's a lot of great drugs. There's a lot that are bad, folks. By the way, I didn't mean to do a plug, but I was doing pull-ups this morning working out real hard with my Navy SEAL buddy. And I've had a lot of inflammation in my right hand because I broke it so much in fights. And he was like, man, you're like doing 20 pull-ups and you're your arm's not swollen, your hand's not swollen. And I said, oh, I just started taking 3 gummies a day of ultimate turmeric, which I know is great and I know is amazing, and then I forget to take, and now for 2 weeks I take 3 gummies every morning, and usually this hand is way swollen, my wrist is swollen, super painful, getting back in shape, 95% pain gone. It's turmeric. Doing a plug right now. Raw 4% turmeric is amazing. That's what sold in stores. It's curry. You know, the Indians love it. Been over thousands of years. Just incredible for your whole body. We have 95% curcuminoid. You'd have to eat a giant bowl of turmeric to get what one pill does. We have it. The Alex Jones comment. And the only reason I mentioned that was this morning, Sean's like, dude, what's going on? Like, your arm used to be swollen. You dodge pull-ups because it was, he would tell me, yeah, you need to stop because it was like so swollen, the wrist, the hand. Oh, it's turmeric. That's how amazing this is. I didn't mean to plug. I just forgot to say that because I was this morning talking about it. I'm like, wow, this, I already know it works. Why aren't I taking it all the time? What it does to your arteries that have inflammation. It's not just they get plaque in them, then you have, they're swollen with inflammation, then it closes. It's so good. Everybody should be on it. They told my dad he had open heart surgery. They said, what supplements are you on? He said, I'm on this turmeric. And they said, oh, don't take that. We're going to have you on blood thinner. That'll thin into you too much. They knew how strong it is. Now he's back on it. They know full well almost all these drugs are designed off of things that are already naturally occurring. All right, I'm going to stop right there. Let's get to this right now. If you want to read the letter, I posted it about an hour and a half ago at Real Alex Jones on X. Here it is. Edward R. Martin, Jr., United States Pardon Attorney, Associate Deputy Attorney General, Special Attorney for Mortgage Fraud, Director of the Weaponization Working Group. Because he's the only big guy that's got balls to actually take on the deep states. You notice more and more of the agencies, the task forces are under him. And he sent a letter last week to the Democrat Party law firm that's been working with Bloomberg and Soros and the FBI to shut us down. And they just said, get ready. We want to meet with you. Preserve your stuff. But I can tell you a bunch of other actions are being taken right now. They're going to be breaking very soon. Like I told you last week, this would break. Early this week, it has. Not only is all this going to be breaking in the next week even more, you're going to see bombshell smoking guns, bigger than all the other fake auctions they had and rigging things and trying to close us, sending in DOJ people and private security without warrants, without court orders, and us refusing to go. Remember all that lawlessness? Well, you're going to see stuff way worse. Because just like when it's cut and dry and a bunch of Congress people and state reps and state senators in New York and New Jersey storm a DHS facility and knock down DHS federal officers, they get indicted, 11 of them this weekend. It's like 40 of them so far. It's cut and dry. You're on video, you storm in, you knock feds over, you run in. You're indicted. This is all cut and dry. And that's why they like it. Because they were so sloppy with Obama and the Democrats, then Biden, and the DOJ funding the fake lawsuits and rigging the court cases and having fake auctions, and we sued them and got the depositions. And the emails were like, we'll never let Jones have his show, so we're going to not have a real auction because he's got groups that will buy it, keep on air. We'll do this. But the judge ordered an auction. You said it was an auction. They got a name for that. Bankruptcy fraud. Then you got the DOJ, millions and millions and millions funded to the Sandy Hook foundations of the plaintiffs, where they send them an exact amount of $1.7 million, one example of many. And then a week later, the Koskoff law firm puts in their bill for $1.7 million is paid. Boop. And you have the head counsel in FBI going and creating the lawsuits and bragging about it on the stand, though no one ever said his name, $130 million judgment when they told the jury he's guilty. Now, this is how guilty he is. was a trial on damages. So look at this. 18 U.S. Code 208, acts affecting a personal financial interest. It is felonies for any agent of the government, particularly the FBI, in their office to go set something up, do something for their own personal gain. And so Chris Matty, the former federal prosecutor, especially is putting, in my view, innocent governor of Connecticut in jail for nothing. He's been pardoned by Trump. That's his specialty. He said, we want him off the air. We want him in jail. Remember all that? Well, now you get to have the shoe on the other foot, Mr. Arrogant, and Paul Weiss law firm that admitted to illegal lawfare against Trump and $40 million in restitution, still running this against us. And now we have the main task force over that investigating that. And I'm going to tell you so much more. The auction, all of it. It's already happened. And they don't know what to do. And this is happening. Hi, we're here from the FBI. You're going to talk to us? All right, you'll get a subpoena tomorrow. So imagine in their mind, this is going on offense. You're like, why is it Jones? Why are they? Martin's already got 15 grand juries already open. And when the U.S. attorney that turned out to be a deep stater, that's coming up. When the jury, grand jury said indict, didn't. Trump said, I want that guy removed. He resigned. And so if Pam Bondi and all them sit there on this and don't think, it doesn't matter, you're gone, like I told you. Because we're going on offense now, just like you saw at the UN, and just like you saw at the White House yesterday on Big Pharma, and just like you saw Sunday at Charlie Kirk's memorial. Because we know we don't have a choice. We didn't start this. We're not crooks. We're Boy Scouts. You declared war on us? We've accepted the challenge and said, I don't know how this is going to end. But anybody out there, you don't have to be the toughest guy around. You know, somebody walks up and punches you upside the head or knocks your wife in the head. You're going to get up. You're not scared. They have been pissing on us and beating us and attacking us, and they just think it's this endless cakewalk. And they were so arrogant. Did you think we sued you and spent millions of dollars last year, all the depositions, all the flying around the country, and you, your emails and all you admitting, oh, we're rigging everything? You just think you're invincible. Well, you'll just see, won't you? And everybody say a prayer for Ed Martin and his team. And a prayer for the whistleblowers we got. Oh, that's coming next, Jack. I don't have one ace in the hole. I don't have two aces in the hole. I don't have three aces in the hole. I don't have four aces in the hole. I don't have five aces in the hole. I got seven aces, each one thermonuclear destruction from what you've done. You little demons think you can scapegoat people and steal their identity and play victim and raise $300 million off of them and then use me as the example of everybody else's speech. Well, you got another thing coming because there is a God in heaven. And these law firms, these cowardly people, and these scallywags are going to find out. Here's Steve Bannon breaking it down with myself. We'll go to break, come back with all the huge news. Stay with us.
Ed Martin and the official weaponization of the government against individuals, they've kicked off now an investigation into the governments and private citizens working with the government's takedown of Alex Jones. Am I correct in that statement?
Yes, you're always the great communicator. I should have said up front, the Justice Department is now officially investigating, but not just this. A whole bunch more is about to break, and I'm telling you, smoking gun.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
So, Alex, here's what nobody can figure out. You built this massive media operation, and you did it in the years when people were coming after you and trying to shut you down. Then you went through this kind of turbulence and all these courts, and they were coming after you, and you're doing this. You're trying to make settlements and work out things with people. And then all of a sudden, we're got you scheduled a thing for one day, and you're down in your studio, and you got, I think, federal agents are coming in. Remember, they're shutting down your board. They're cutting off the electricity. We're live on the show, and this is happening. And then later I find out that this is all kind of thrown out and the Justice Department is working with Soros' back in bids or Bloomberg's back in bids. And now it seems like there's actually documentation of either FBI, former FBI agents or people at DOJ or people in the deep state, what we call the deep state, actually, this was all actually true and happening at the time. And now it's starting to come out and people are starting to get, hey, if we're going to go after the deep state, maybe one of the ones we start with is Alex Jones, because they basically targeted him for elimination, sir.
Well, it's a long story, but I actually got contacted by the Justice Department saying, listen, they were sloppy with you. We know a lot of this. We have, you know, internal stuff. And so what we know is Hillary came after me, made up stuff I never did to demonize Trump. Then they fundraised off me saying I did all these things to people I never did, you know, parents of dead kids, all made up. And they raised $300 million off fundraising, running ads on Facebook and everywhere else off my name. They couldn't raise money for gun control, so they did it off saying I was doing things I didn't do. And this was connected to Bloomberg's Everytown and these charities out of Connecticut and these Democrat law firms and Senator Blumenthal. So then they have two show trials in Texas, Democrat judges in Connecticut, and the judges find me guilty. They then have show trials on damages. And then we start getting whistleblowers, we get leaks, we get documents, and then we, over the last few years, started suing back to depose all these people and to find out. So here's the bottom line. Obama declared me a top national security threat. That was declassified earlier this year by Trump, and we published those documents in 2013, and they did a dragnet and could never find anything. So then they went and staged this lawfare against me, literal show trials produced by HBO. Then they had their fake multi-million dollar judgments, and then I went into bankruptcy because I didn't have any money and showed them there wasn't all this money, and then they went and told the federal judge, who's been blocking him for 3 years, we don't want money, we want him off the air. And the judge said, you can't do that, he's offering money, plus his cases are on appeal, and we're, by the way, winning those. And so now they're in full panic mode. And so breaking now, the Justice Department, this is just some of what they've done, I'll stop there, sent out this letter a week ago to the Koskoff law firm in Connecticut, because the chief FBI counsel, William Oldenburg, admitted on the stand in the show trial in Connecticut 2.5 years ago that, and I never said his name, we never covered him, never did anything to him. He said he went and organized through the law firm the families and their charities to sue me and to do this. And then now they got the Paul Weiss law firm involved that's admitted that they did lawfare against Trump and agreed to pay $40 million in restitution and community service, but they're still attacking me. That's just a simple boil down. They had the fake auction where it was supposed to be a public auction the judge ordered. Then they didn't do the auction. They gave it to Bloomberg backing the Onion and Everytown Gun Control Group. And so you have that where he orders an auction. They don't do an auction. We sued them, deposed them in the last 8-9 months. And we got their emails and everything, and they admitted in the emails, yeah, we're never going to, this is the, quote, plaintiffs with the U.S. trustee from the Justice Department in the bankruptcy saying, we're not going to ever let Alex Jones have anybody buy this that will keep him on air. We just want to shut it down. We have the emails. We've shown them to the court. So this is insane. Then you have the Justice Department. We got all those documents funding millions and millions and millions of dollars when they demonized me, when they sued me, when they had the show trials, specifically tailoring the amount of money exactly to what the lawyer bills were, paying the gun control groups, who would then, as soon as the money's paid 1 week later, pay the Koskoff law firm. So they have a name for that, and you'll know what it is. So this is total weaponization. So the Justice Department said to me, they said, well, this is classic weaponization. They've been very sloppy, and we have a lot of stuff that's not even public. Give us everything you have. So I met with them, given them stuff the last 4 or 5 months. And you know, the head of the weaponization, and he's also the head pardon lawyer, who's, we know, the best prosecutor we've got, who's actually, you know, willing to take him on. Ed Martin met with him a few weeks ago in D.C. And so this first letter that went out to them a week ago is now, you know, out today, simply saying preserve your records. And there is a U.S. code, very serious law, 18 U.S. code 208, acts affecting a personal financial interest. That you can't, as the head counsel, admit you go create lawsuits, organize the people, because the law firms can't do it, it's Baratree, and then do it and win a $130 million judgment himself against me. And so this is cut and dry. This is the first salvo.
But, But hang on. This is what I want to say. I want to just pull the camera back for a second for audience. Ed Martin, and we had Ed on the show on Sunday, because he's a cultural icon in the conservative movement before going to the Justice Department. Why? He was Phyllis Schlafly's guy with the family, and that very controversial Phyllis Schlafly endorsement of Trump back in 16, which rocked the conservative world. Then he had all kind of issues there. Phyllis Schlafly died. Remember, we took a day off the campaign to go to the funeral. President Trump was very moved. Loved Phyllis Schlafly. Ed is now in the Justice Department as one of Trump's top enforcers here to make sure that we rid this of weaponization. He runs the weaponization department in the Justice Department. It is that department, I want the audience to understand, that is officially sent out a letter to a law firm saying, preserve your documents. And the questions couldn't be more brutal. If we can release that, I'll get Grayson Moe to put up it. I've been holding it for now. This got you got your hands on this. But this means Ed.
It's good to be released. You can release it. You get the exclusive. It's not out yet. Okay.
So we only got 2 minutes. I want to make sure we go. Ed Martin and the official weaponization of the government against individuals. They've kicked off now an investigation into the governments and private citizens working with the government's takedown of Alex Jones. Am I correct in that statement?
Yes, you're always the great communicator. I should have said up front, the Justice Department is now officially investigating, but not just this. A whole bunch more is about to break. And I'm telling you, smoking gun on Paul Weiss, on the U.S. trustee, over my bankruptcy, all of it. It is. And I was like, wow. I don't think I'm that important. You know, we got to bring down the globalists. Right? Listen. They were sloppy with you, and this is exactly what we were supposed to do. So, literally, this Koskoff firm is run by this former federal prosecutor whose specialty, Chris Matty, is putting innocent Republicans in jail. They just pardoned the governor that he put in prison as a federal prosecutor. So this is all a Obama, Bloomberg, Soros, DOJ operation with me, as they said in press conferences, patient zero, that if they could take me down, I was the model to take down Trump. And everybody else. So they really screwed up, and a lot more is about to break. Some incredible documents are about to be released.
Okay, I want to have you back on with that. Alex, where do people get the show? Where do you get your content? Now more than ever, you got to make Alex Jones a part of your media diet daily. Where do people go?
Infowars.com/show. Band.video, Real Alex Jones on X, The Alex Jones Show on Rumble. And they are literally in court Thursday, trying in state and federal court, trying to shut us down again. So this is an ongoing battle, and it's a marathon, but we're winning. Thanks for all your support. Steve, nobody supported me more than the War Room. God bless you. I know you've been targeted even more than I. It's Trump, then Steve Bannon, then Alex Jones, but we're in this together, and just God bless you, sir, and God bless Ed Martin and his team.
You are truly a Spartan. With your shield or on your shield. That's Alex Jones. What a fight. You see, this thing is going to be enormous when everybody sees it.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. All right. I want to be 100% clear with everybody. I could have come on air 13 days ago when they killed Charlie Kirk and said Israel did it and had zero repercussions and had billions of views. But because I didn't see evidence of Israel doing it, I didn't just say that because that was a popular thing. Now, Israel is all sorts of bad stuff in Netanyahu, and we cover it when it comes out. And there might be cover-ups of what happened, and there's a lot of anomalies we've been covering. But people that say, oh, you're covering for Israel, by saying, where's your proof, that's not that. The reason I raise that now is this. I don't go on air and do infighting for no reason or create fake stories just for controversy, as they've accused me of. It's the opposite. They know that. I really want to know the truth. I really want to empower humanity. I want to be as accurate as possible. That's where the real effect is. That's the real power. It's called black magic. That's an archetype. But you know, something that works up front but is destructive. Evil. So when I get up here, and I tell you, I think you can see it yourself and feel it. Kirk's funeral, what was said, what was done about Jesus and the fighting evil and the Great Awakening and standing up against tyranny and being watched all over the world despite the corporate media trying to black it out. And then the incredible press conference they tried to black out yesterday but still went mega viral, calling out the Tylenol and the poison shots. It's not just the courage of Trump and Kennedy that's the truth. It's what it does for the public and how it discredits the system. It's seismic. And it's happening every day now. It just gets better and better and better. You know, Trump's first admin, he got a little bit of good done, but got shut down. And then all the tyranny, and then, you know, he gets in, first couple months does a great job, kind of slows down. Now it's like, I mean, it is so exponential. I'm sitting here going, how do I hype this up properly? Because I can see it politically, intellectually. I can also feel it spiritually. It's incredible. Going to the UN itself and saying, you stage the invasions. You're collapsing society. You're tyrants, which is all true. And we're done with it. Humanity's coming together. And you created the fake carbon crisis and the fake global warming. And the oceans were supposed to be up 10 feet. We're all supposed to be flooded. And the ice caps were supposed to be melted. You're liars. And you're doing replacement migration. I mean, the ADL 4 years ago at their gala with Sacha Baron Cohen called for my arrest for talking about replacement migration. That's an official UN plan from 2000 and 2001. Go to the UN website. It's there. So imagine they're debanking you, deplatforming you, suing you, trying to put you in jail for saying it. They fired Lou Dobbs over it. And there's Trump saying it all. I mean, this is the mainstreaming, the mainlining of this. And you don't do this if you're not for real. Because even if you can say Trump doesn't mean it, it doesn't matter. Having a giant prayer revival and talking about Jesus Christ and standing up against tyranny, the 300,000 people there believed it. It was real for them. And we're all interconnected in the group collective. We're individuals, but we're all psychically connected. You could see Rubio and all of them like, oh, Jesus. I mean, you could see them like freaking out. They'd been at big rallies before. They could feel the Holy Spirit like at Pentecost. I could feel it through the television set. I know victory when I see it. Already 90% of people there were true and were sincere, but of the 10% that weren't, using that as a number, I'm just guesstimating, dead reckoning, 90% of those were having a spiritual event. Maybe 1% weren't for real. You don't do these things and not have it irrevocably damage the globalist. That's why Hakeem Jeffries came out here and said, when we get back in, we're arresting all the Trump supporters. Well, good luck with that, punk. Oh, we're so scared of you. So you keep thinking you're intimidating us. I love your bullying, brother, because I know people are just like me. A few times I've had my ass kicked, and I'm not proud of the fights I got. It was a different culture back then. Wish I had, and I got broken bones and arthritis and everything from it in my neck and hands and everything. But the few times I wasn't 100% in the right, it'd be some guy smaller than me beat my ass. But when some 280-pound ex-convict badass killer attacked me for no reason, I put him in a coma because I was in the right. And that's my point about all this. They're in the wrong attacking us, and they think they're going to intimidate us. And I know how the public is. We've been asleep. But I'm not looking for a fight, but I'm sure as hell not randomly walking up to some family eating dinner and some middle-class-looking black dude, white dude, whoever, and slapping his wife across the face. No matter how tough I think I am, I'm probably about to get hurt real bad. And that's the mistake they've made. Last person you ever want to mess with randomly is driving down a road and you see white guys, Hispanics, blacks, whatever, painting a house. They're just up there doing their job. Go over and start a fight with those guys. Go start a fight with a trash truck driver, a garbage man. Go mess with just the normal guy who wants to stay everybody's way. He will beat your ass so fast and make your head spin. And that goes for politics, people. So they just keep messing with us and the common people that just want to be left alone. We don't want any trouble. But because we were asleep before, they just think it's a green light for everything. Well, It ain't a green light for tyranny no more, bozo. It's a red light. So I just want to tell you, folks, I know you feel it too, 99% of it, but I'm worried about that 1%. I can intellectually, politically, culturally, and geopolitically look at things and tell you we are running the tables on bad guys right now. And I can spiritually feel it, and I am overjoyed. Because we just went over another big hump. But the enemy is going to strike back. But Trump, you heard him in the speech, he said, I just don't care anymore what people think or what happens. I know I'm doing right. And that's the attitude. That's leadership. Doing what's right. You don't care what your family says, your neighbors. And in time, when you succeed, they'll join you. Like Mark Twain said, in the beginning, a patriot's a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. So I want to get into the health angle, not Epic's press conference yesterday. But first, I got to air some of this. And again, the second half of speech is solid platinum. Stuff before it's gold, but you know, you've heard it before. You can tell Trump goes off teleprompter the last half, and it was just like, whoo. So let's go to more of the UN speech. Just this statement alone is so true, but all we need is a leader to declare that we're under attack, like Gondor in Lord of the Rings, or Minas Tirith. Patrick Henry, we're already in a war. Admit it. I mean, we go out and kill people. Just admit you're in a war. The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. The UN is supposed to stop invasions, not create them, and not finance them, which is all true. They fired Lou Dobbs at Fox for showing the NGOs, George Soros, funding the debit cards from Visa to invade. We knew this a long time ago. I knew it before Lou Dobbs covered it, God rest his soul. Competition, I'm just saying, it was already out there. But they fired his ass because that's outrageous. Just like you protest kids being forced to read the Quran in public schools in the UK or France or Germany, and a mom goes and complains, they arrest them because it's outrageous what they're doing. So you've got to act like somebody's saying, hey, that's my kid, is bad. How dare you try to cut my 8-year-old's dick off? Well, we'll just arrest you in a bunch of states like Illinois or Oregon. They got to make their raping of us look normal, and us not liking it is bad. But people are done. This unpopular, anti-human, satanic agenda, their only hope is to get us to fight with each other what color we are. We need to grow out of that and understand the globalists are enemies. There's unlimited resources, as Trump said at the end of his speech, and we got to get with the pro-civilization program, the optimism, and the success. And Trump is laying out the classic plan for it. Will it be perfectly implemented? Are there some bad guys involved? Hell yeah. But you got night and day compared to what we had before. And if you don't engage in supporting the good stuff that's happening, you're beyond pathetic. But a lot of these contrarians don't want responsibility. They don't want to have to get engaged in something to save civilization. They just want to sit back like a baby in their shit-filled spiritual diapers and bitch all day. Well, let's not be those people. And even worse, those delusional white pill people that think everything's fine, go to sleep and eat your popcorn. I don't know which group I hate more, but I know who I love. Those of you of every age and race and creed who have red blood and love God and understand the epic fight of civilization and history is here upon us, and who are on the team for the truth and justice and freedom and optimism. We're brothers and sisters forever. This is a great opportunity that God made us for right now. This is the test. And I salute you from the bottom of my heart with that hot red blood pumping through it just like you got. We were made by the same God. We're the same species. We got differences, but that's what makes us stronger. We got to recognize our different gifts and come together. And you're going to see in the future what we do in space and beyond, how all of our different gifts will perfectly at the time they're needed be what takes us to the next level. Beyond this level, we're about to transcend. I've been taken up to the mountain, like Martin Luther King said, and I have that dream, and I can see that dream coming true if we understand it's a fight between good versus evil, where all God's children live together and experience that incredible future we're building. So go to Trump declaring war on the UN, calling them out of their face. Trump on the fake climate change. Play 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, and then the summation. That was a little bit longer than that, but you guys have 20. It's only like 49 seconds. That was about 3 minutes long, but whatever. Maybe we should just play it. I'm going to play the last 30 minutes of the last 30 minutes of the show. It's just so damn powerful. But just go ahead and play the clips. Here they are.
Not only is the UN not solving the problems it should too often, it's actually creating new problems for us to solve. The best example is the number one political issue of our time, the crisis of uncontrolled migration. It's uncontrolled. Your countries are being ruined. The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped. In fact, they're not even coming anymore because they know they can't get through. But what took place is totally unacceptable. The UN is supposed to stop invasions, not create them, and not finance them. In the United States, we reject the idea that mass numbers of people from foreign lands can be permitted to travel halfway around the world, trample our borders, violate our sovereignty, cause unmitigated crime, and deplete our social safety net. Global warming, not happening. You know, it used to be global cooling. If you look back years ago in the 1920s and the 1930s, they said global cooling will kill the world. We have to do something. Then they said global warming will kill the world. But then it started getting cooler. So now they could just call it climate change because that way they can't miss. It's climate change. Because if it goes higher or lower, whatever the hell happens, there's climate change. It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion. Climate change, no matter what happens, you're involved in that. No more global warming, no more global cooling. All of these predictions made by the United Nations and many others, often for bad reasons, were wrong. They were made by stupid people that have cost their countries fortunes and given those same countries no chance for success. If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail. And Europe, on the other hand, has a long way to go with many countries being on the brink of destruction because of the green energy agenda. And I give a lot of credit to Germany. Germany was being led down a very sick path, both on immigration, by the way, and on energy. They were going green and they were going bankrupt. And the new leadership came in and they went back to where they were with fossil fuel and with nuclear, which is good. It's now safe and you can do it properly. But they went back to where they were and they opened up a lot of different plants, energy producing plants, and they're doing well. I give Germany a lot of credit for that. They've said this is a disaster what's happening. They were going all green. All green is all bankrupt. That's what it represents. And it's not politically correct. I'll be very badly criticized for saying it, but I'm here to tell the truth. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail. And I'm really good at predicting things, you know. They actually said during the campaign they had a hat, the best-selling hat. Trump was right about everything. And I don't say that in a braggadocious way, but it's true. I've been right about everything. And I'm telling you that if you don't get away from the green energy scam, your country is going to fail. And if you don't stop people that you've never seen before, that you have nothing in common with, your country is going to fail. In honor of this momentous anniversary, I hope that all countries who find inspiration in our example will join us in renewing our commitment, values, and those values, really, that we hold so dear together. Let us defend free speech and free expression. Let us protect religious liberty, including for the most persecuted religion on the planet today. It's called Christianity. And let us safeguard our sovereignty and cherish qualities that have made each of our nations so special, incredible, and extraordinary.
I want to air the last 3 minutes of his speech. And again, I'm going to air the second half at the end of the show. We got Gavin McGinnis coming up and a bunch of the news and what happened in the medical press conference and the facts about that. But please, folks, don't just believe me. They've known since day one when they approved Tylenol that it literally eats the brain, eats the liver. Yeah, it knocks down fevers. It gets rid of pain because it literally just turns your body off. I mean, you're not going to feel any pain after you're dead either. They sold 357 Magnums with hollow points. You can blow your head off if you have a headache. Here's a 357 Magnum. Blow your head off. You won't have any pain. And they found out all sorts of other stuff with other pain relievers where kids will get these fevers that kill them. But with Tylenol, they've been covering it up forever. Now the left's like, we're going to sue you. Big Pharma is. They already know it's true. But there's the left defending anything poisonous, anything evil, anything bad. Absolutely disgusting. But, I mean, really the last 5 minutes, the last three, he gets into optimism, he gets into the future, he gets into humanity working together, he gets into relaunching America. Talks about how he loves Europe and how he hates seeing it collapse. Replacement migration. I mean, it was just, again, the first part was great. The second part was just beyond epic because it was all true. He's like, we need coal. Fossil fuels is good for the earth, but also nuclear is great if you do it right. Yeah, but nobody does it right. I mean, he just was saying everything right. I was really proud of this Trump. He is way better than he used to be, and the old Trump was better than Kamala Harris. By the way, she's come out. We got a clip coming up and said Trump is, quote, a communist dictator. Boy, that's really hilarious. You have federal courts saying he can't fire federal officials. It's in the damn Constitution again. But, of course, that got overturned by the Supreme Court today. But, I mean, these people lie and lie and lie. But there are the cases where his FCC head says, oh, we'll get rid of Kimmel if you don't. He had no viewers. You shouldn't be involved in that. Don't act like what they claim. Because they're already the grand champions of censorship and lawfare and evil. Don't act like them. People go, well, then don't prosecute them. No, when they've committed crimes, you've got to prosecute them. But Kimmel with no viewers over there, so what if ABC wants to lose $100 million a year and put that moron on? But old people like Trump and stuff, and I'm not putting him down, they still think broadcast TV is important. They still don't know that Kimmel's only audience is in nursing homes, folks. But even if he had a huge audience, let him lie. Let the Democrats write his talking points. I don't want that, but yeah. The Democrats are a 100 when it comes to censorship and tyranny. Trump's like a 2. And that's his administration officials. Bondi, let's have hate speech. We bitch about it, they pull it. That's the difference. We get response out of Trump. The Democrats is a cult. Let's go to break with Trump at the end of his speech. Very powerful.
Need strong borders and traditional energy sources if you're going to be great again.
Yeah, they want to turn the lights off.
Whether you have come from north or south, east or west, near or far.
And this sounds so
every
simple.
Leader in this.
It sounds so simple, but they're literally turning the power off. This is him saying no. This is so key.
Global history and a proud heritage that makes each nation majestic and unique, unlike anything else in human history or any other place.
A defense of national sovereignty, a defense of borders,
from
a defense
London
of the West.
To Lima, from Rome to Athens, from Paris to Seoul, from Cairo to Tokyo and Amsterdam to right here in New York City, we stand on the shoulders of the leaders and legends, generals and giants, heroes and titans who won and built our beloved nations, all of our nations, with their own courage, strength, spirit and skill. Our ancestors climbed mountains, conquered oceans, crossed deserts and trekked over wide open plains. They charged into thunderous battles, plunged into grave dangers, and they were soldiers and farmers and workers and warriors and explorers and patriots. They built towns into cities, tribes into kingdoms, ideas into industries, and small islands into mighty empires. You're a part of all of that. They were champions for their people who never gave up and who never, ever gave in. Their values defined our national identities. Their visions forged our magnificent destiny. Everybody in this room is a part of it in your own way. Each of us inherits the deeds and the myths, the triumphs, the legacies of our own heroes and founders who so bravely showed us the way. Our ancestors gave everything for homelands that they defended with pride, with sweat, with blood, with life, and with death. Now the righteous task of protecting the nations that they built belongs to each and every one of us. So together, let us uphold our sacred duty to our people and to our citizens. Let us protect their borders, ensure their safety, preserve their cultures, treasure, and traditions, and fight, fight, fight for their precious dreams and their cherished freedoms. And in friendship, and really a beautiful vision, let us all work together to build a bright, beautiful planet, a planet that we all share, a planet of peace and a world that is richer, better, and more beautiful than ever before. That can happen. It will happen. It will happen, and I hope it can happen and start right now, right at this moment. We'll turn it around. We're going to make our countries better, safer, more beautiful. We're going to take care of our people. Thank you very much. It's been an honor. God bless the nations of the world. Thank you very much. Bye.
All right, let's stop there. And you're like, well, that's just common sense. Nobody's saying that. They're trying to suppress us in their own documents and make us give up. He says, don't give up. If you give up, things just get worse. That's not being idiotically optimistic. Good things are happening. We got to promote those. I know most of you get that, but some of them don't. I want to slap you upside the head. Now, Gavin McGinnis is coming up. Trump just had a surprise meeting with Zelensky. This is all just, I said, I wondered today, but Steve Bannon said, what'll happen next? I mean, Trump is in warp drive right now, okay? Please remember, we have a huge mega sale, the one-year anniversary, limited time fall super sale going on right now. Biggest deals ever. Just so much going on at the store. If you don't get our ultramethylene blue or turmeric, you are insane. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We have a limited edition embroidered America First hat with my signature. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And I thank you for your support. Stay with me. All right. Trump made good on his promise last week, declaring Antifa a terror organization. That is so huge. I'll be breaking that down. I wonder what surprises would come after I was on Bannon today. Three devastating days since globalists. Now Trump's meeting with Zelensky. Kind of stroking his ego, getting him to end the war. And the media is trying to hype up the U.S. to shoot down Russian aircraft. This is just crazy. And then there's been a big twist, the Jimmy Kimmel saga. No, not that the show's back on the air. Yeah, it's back on the air, but the Phantom Zone. Wait, and this is how the show should be ended, because people don't want to see it. That's coming up. But first, let's go to a few clips of Trump meeting with Zelensky as we speak.
We're going to start a meeting with the president, who we all know very well, and he's a brave man, and he's putting up one hell of a fight, and we'll see how that all turns out. But we're going to have a meeting, and we have about 30 meetings scheduled today. We have a lot of meetings scheduled today, going pretty late into the night, but this is an important one, and we have great respect for the fight that Ukraine is putting up. It's pretty amazing, actually. That's not a good thing for Russia. This was supposed to be quick. And so, you know, Russia doesn't look very distinguished, having taken 3.5 years now, right? It's about 3.5 years of very hard fighting. And it looks like it's not going to end for a long time.
What progress do you think has been made on ending Russia's war against Ukraine since the last time you saw President Zelensky?
Well, the biggest progress is that the Russian economy is terrible right now. It's, as you know, it's crashing. And that, frankly, Ukraine is doing a very good job of stopping this very large army.
No, it's not true.
Pretty amazing. You know, this is a war that should have ended in 3 days, four days.
I just call it when it's true. It's horseshit.
Quick, and you got to hand it to the Ukrainian soldiers and everybody involved. It's still going on. And that's, That's not a good thing for Russia. This was supposed to be quick. And so, you know, Russia doesn't look very distinguished, having taken 3.5 years now, right? It's about 3.5 years of very hard fighting. And it looks like it's not going to end for a long time.
Do you think that NATO countries should shoot down Russian aircraft if they enter their airspace?
Yes, I do.
All right, so the corporate media claims Trump's the most deceptive president ever. I study all the issues. He's the most accurate thing I've ever seen, like 97%. I had to create a guesstimation. But when he's trying to sell a deal is when the horse crap comes out. So he knows telling Zelensky you're pathetic, you've lost like he did 6 months ago, isn't working. He's like, oh, you're doing great. Oh, Russia's in trouble. Russia's economy is more stable than Europe's. It's not perfect. It's got problems, but overall it's doing good. They just lost a whole bunch of major cities and towns. Russia can take the whole thing right now. That's why they're talking about sending in a 250,000 NATO troops. That's why it's got to stop now. So Trump's trying to get him to save face. It's kind of like he's talking to somebody in Asia, you know, where it's all about face saving. Everybody's about face saving. We also see the Asians want to face save. Everybody knows, a fight's going on. You want to stop it. Okay, you both won. Quit, even though one guy's really beat up and the other isn't. So that's Trump trying to end war, but that is BS. Russia is outproducing weapons 3-to-1. There's 100,000 North Koreans in the field, 600,000 Russians, 700,000 troop army. NATO admits if they don't go in, it's all going to collapse. It's already collapsing. That's why it's got to stop before they escalate into that. So here I am for, 2 hours. Trump's great. He's doing the best ever. The truth on shots, truth on Tylenol, truth on the UN, truth on replacement migration, the truth about the left being violent. Awesome, awesome, incredible, incredible. And I'm like, I wonder what he does next. And then he comes out and, oh, Zelensky, you're doing a great job. You're really holding your ground. You're beating the Russians. And monkeys fly. And pigs fly. But I get Trump's got to be the diplomat, so I'm not blaming him. We're like, yes, Zelensky, you've done very well now. You want to stop now? I'm just the Sentinel, folks. I'm just your chronicler. I call balls and strikes. We'll be right back with Gavin McGinnis straight ahead. Stay with her. So when Trump went to the UN today, the passive-aggressive, pedophile, kleptocratic, world government, carbon tax, COVID lockdown tyrants played every trick in the book, other than a banana peel on the ground for him to slip on. They turned the escalator off when he got on it. Then they broke the teleprompter. Then on multiple feeds, they had like Lithuanians or whatever piping in on his audio. I'm surprised they didn't have Casper the Friendly Ghost throw a pie at him or something. So, but that's the left. They want to be your teachers. They want to be your lawyers. They want to be the regular. They want to creep around because they're cowards and never have a fair fight. Well, the iconic old friend of mine, a guy that's launched 5 or 6 international movements, that's why they targeted him for censorship and destruction, right along with me, Gavin McGinnis. Gavin _ McGinnis on X, censored.tv. What a survivor. He joins us to talk about the epic last 2 weeks, the Charlie Kirk event, the memorial declaring war on the devil, then RFK Jr., Trump coming out, what we already knew, I particularly say Tylenol in utero destroys the blood-brain barrier, particularly in boys, and the shots, and which ones did it, and now the official report's coming out. Epic, epic. Then Trump declaring war on replacement migration, the UN wants to enslave us, they lied about the sea levels rising. I mean, it's just... Trump was already 10 times better than the old Trump. In the first 3 months, he did great. Elon left. It kind of slowed down. But now he's come roaring back, in my view. I've never been more optimistic, Gavin, these black-pilled people that just bitch and talk about how the strong man could have done better in the arena. When Trump's wrong and Bondi comes out for censorship, we jump on our ass. They course correct instantly. We're getting real live-time course correction. It's night and day with Kamala, but I'm not also white-pilled. Q, everything's fine. Go to sleep. No, I'm... engaged pilled, victory pilled, return to civilization pilled. The whole theme everywhere is the return of civilization, the return of the West, saving Europe, saving the world. I mean, to me, am I wrong, Gavin? Or, I mean, I'm having a political orgasm like every 10 seconds here. I just in the last 48 hours, I realize what's happening. Am I wrong, Gavin McGinnis?
No, it's an exciting time, and I can't believe how much happens every single day. I mean, my show, I could do a five-hour show every single day. But you know what's interesting about how effective Trump is these days is I used to think, oh, the president doesn't matter. He's just in the front of the train, but he's not driving the train. The train's on the tracks. And then you see someone come along like Trump and make all of this effective change, and you go, maybe the president does have power. Like, conversely, Pete Buttigieg, right? He's the head of infrastructure. What has happened to infrastructure since he's been there? We've got Palestine, Ohio on fire, toxic chemicals falling off of drains. Or when Biden was president, we had 12 million people coming over, more than Ellis Island. So maybe it does matter who's in the driving seat. Maybe
a real executive that's competent, is like it's night and day, because there's nobody to pass the buck to but him. He's taking the responsibility, and it's literally night and day in just 8 months.
It matters who the president is. And my biggest fear is we've only got, 1,000 more days? Is that enough to save America, to save the West? I think we need 3 more terms. A J.D. Vance double term after this. I don't know. A Donald Trump Jr. This isn't enough time to fix the mess that the left and the Marxists have done.
They've had control for 70 years. I totally agree. Well, the good news is we're kicking the rhinos out, and this is infectious in a good way. So there's so many places to go. Charlie Kirk, though, obviously you knew him, I knew him, great guy. The left's celebrating it. Trump gets a 10-point bounce, the biggest ever. What fools call for his death, celebrate his death, then claim, as Jimmy Kimmel did, he was really a Trump supporter. By the way, it wasn't for censoring Kimmel. He had no audience to begin with. Now he's back, but then all his syndicators aren't carrying it, which is the way to cancel him. He has no viewers. What a fiasco there.
I think they're going to do what they did with Colbert, where they just sort of let him die quietly on a hill, so his legacy won't be that he got fired for being rude, and his legacy will just be ran its course. But he's fired. He's not going to be around next year. He's done.
Well, that's right. If a tree falls in the forest, somebody heard it. He's 90% of his stations aren't picking him up because he has no ratings.
I want to phrase this correctly. I'm obviously not glad Charlie Kirk is dead, but it's good for us. I'm sorry, but I watched the clip like 50 times because I want it embossed in my brain. I like the anger I feel from it. I want that. Anger is an energy. And I sort of feel like Noah, and I'm at the ark here, and people thought I was nuts. I said it was going to rain, and now I got 2 giraffes coming in, 2 monkeys, and they're all like, you were right, and Charlie is the rain. And we've been screaming this for years. The left has lost their mind. They're violent. I say against Charlie, I go, don't reach out to them. They don't want to take your hand. They want you dead. And now we were proven correct. Sorry, but this is, you know, it's like Alex Stein. In a way, the best thing that ever happened to him was his mother dying, because it made him fearless. And he goes to these town halls and he fights Antifa and he screams in people's faces.
He wasn't politically involved, so they took his mother, locked her up, and murdered her in COVID, and then they created to them is a monster.
Yep, they created, and to us, it's a superhero. And that's what killing Charlie Kirk has done. So a lot of my conspiracy theory friends, you're probably one of them, is like the left killed him, or sorry, the establishment killed him. But
no, that's not me. That's not me.
I don't like... If you don't
well,
like
hold
Charlie
on. You,
Kirk,
you would have a comedy show. Antifa would attack you, and they send your guys to prison. I've had my house. I've been attacked. You've been attacked. So we're actually out there. Unlike people hiding in their basement, I'm not mad at them. They claim everything's Israel. We'll criticize Israel all day long. But no, Trantifa, Antifa. Till you've been hit over the head with a baseball bat, or shot at, or killed, or had them burn your house down, or knock down your door like Tucker Carlson. Until they've come and attacked your house, they're real. They're attacking. It's going on. That's why I said, yeah, it looks like it's them. Maybe it's something else. But the left called for his death, celebrated it, and then Kimmel said, no, he's a MAGA guy. And then some of our own right wingers go, yeah, it was Netanyahu, with no proof. And they say the guy next to him shoots him and all the rest of it. Like, guys, this isn't a video game. These are real people. You can't just say his security guard killed him and no evidence.
You know, Tucker's a great example, too. Like, when the shit was really hitting the fan for me in 2018 when I first got banned, my wife said, can you just tone it down a notch? Like, be like Tucker Carlson. And then 4 days later, his wife is locked in the pantry as they're kicking at his door and spray painting his driveway. And I'm like, see? It's not like they don't like incendiary talk, and if we behave well, they won't attack us. They attack Tucker. They shoot Charlie. They are demonic, lunatic Marxists, and the media is totally focused on us. Like, I just did an interview yesterday with TPM, and he goes, do you think the Proud Boys will riot if Trump, after Trump's term at the next election? Do you think they'll be riot? I go, I've done 1,000 interviews, especially with Europeans, about the Proud Boys and the potential for violence if we don't get our way. What about the violence that we've been steeped in for a decade? I mean, this country was on fire for 2 years. I know it was fiery, but mostly peaceful. But the media is consumed. Well, sure. I mean,
did Netanyahu shoot Scalise or break Senator Paul's ribs? Did Antifa shoot up 3 weeks ago the Catholic school mass in Minnesota? Did they shoot up the last 8 shooting? No, it's the left. They're attacking. You might say this might be different. The point is, our own movement, though, has been botted or something, where a lot of them say, no, we love Islam. We love the trannies. They're our friends. No, it's Israel. No, there's a real army of leftist scum running around that shot up ICE centers, killed Border Patrol agents, shot up Border Patrol. They randomly shoot white guys in trucks. It's a blip in the radar. They got serial killer groups. They're all up. They got magazines. How they're going to kill us.
Go look up the biggest mass shootings in America. We hear MAGA Republicans are the biggest threat. Ilhan Omar says white nationalists are the biggest threat to us. I've done the research. I did the data. It's mentally ill people, and they're wildly disproportionately trannies. It's Islamists. It's black guys. And
Netanyahu didn't stab that Ukrainian refugee in the throat in Charlottesville or in North Carolina?
Dylann Roof was going to another school. They were two armed.
Wait a minute, you're saying Netanyahu didn't stab that 23-year-old Ukrainian. You are a Zionist. Netanyahu stabbed that 23-year-old Ukrainian to death on that train. You didn't. Why are you covering up for Netanyahu right now?
I don't like when black people blame whites for all their problems, and I don't like when the far right blames Jews for all their problems. If it rains on a Monday, it wasn't the Jews. Stay focused, folks. I think a lot of this anti-Semitism, too, it smells of, like, anti-whiteism. Like, at these rallies, they go, you know, America's on stolen land, Israel's on stolen land.
Oh, no, that's why the left loves it. I mean, what I'm saying is, as a populist right-winger, I don't like bad stuff Netanyahu does. I'm not a fan. But exactly, it's this bridge between right and left to literally say inherently, it's the acceptable anti-white racism now.
Yeah.
Which is perfect, though, because it was leftist Jewish groups that helped start this, though. Speak to that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, if you want to really get to the core of the destruction of the West, it's the teachers' lobby. These kids are brainwashed from kindergarten to thinking that the West was stolen, it was built by slaves, we killed all the Indians, everything we do is inherently wrong, we are colonists. Colonization's cool. How did we get to the point where we're ashamed of improving the entire world?
Let's be clear. It's not like people that set up the U.S. were migrants. We literally came and built it. And when we showed up, and I'm part Native American, by the way, and I think your wife is as well. The point is, and I'm proud of that, by the way, when we showed up, immediately the natives would go, if you don't aid us killing the other tribe, we're going to kill you. They were just as tribal and out of control as we were. They were just like us. So don't act like the whites were perfect. Don't like the Indians were perfect. No, we're all a bunch of crazy killers.
You know, after I graduated school, I spent the next 20 years unlearning all the garbage I had been taught about it, like slavery and the Indians, for example. You know, Britain, the West didn't start slavery, as Pat Buchanan points out. The West ended slavery, and it was very expensive, and it cost a lot of lives.
11 wars that England did to end slavery, all because Protestants took over and demanded it.
I think Britain just paid off their debt for ending slavery like 8 years ago.
They did, yeah.
Because people would go, okay, I'll end slavery.
Another key point,
England
was never in debt for its first 700 years or whatever. They went in debt ending slavery and lost like how many hundreds of thousands of sailors in wars?
Yes, thousands of men. They went to Africa and begged Dahomeys, that's their name, to stop doing this. And the Africans were like, well, this is my culture. If I don't have slavery, I don't got nothing. And they're like, well, you got nothing then. How come we don't get taught that in school? We just get taught how much we suck. Britain is sending girls home if they wear a Union Jack on Culture Day. The kids are told they can't do the Lord's Prayer. I mean, it's a massive indoctrination.
Sending them home, arresting them.
And then college is 10 times worse. College, you get way worse brainwashing. You get taught this bizarre language that no one speaks, like intersectionality and hegemony and all these words that nobody uses in the real world. And then you get a debt that you can barely handle the interest for the rest of your life, let alone you're not tackling the actual debt, but might be able to stand
up. That's the real slavery, is the banks and the debts.
Yeah. And like my taxes are almost 50%. So I work for the government for my half of the year. 6 months, I'm a slave to the government because I have a good income. That's the punishment, I guess. So I wasn't told any of this. I didn't know that I'd be working for free for 6 months, giving all my money to the government. This is what we have to do in this country, is we have to tell young people that they don't suck, that their history is awesome, and that the West is the best.
Well, that's it. I don't know if you saw the UN speech. The first half was good. The last half was total defense of the West. The UN's invading us. They want to destroy us. They want to destroy the West to enslave us. I mean, did you see that speech?
It was fantastic. And I when I was watching it, I was thinking, everyone likes to talk, the left likes to talk about, the global community. Ooh, the global community is against this, and the global community hates Israel's wall, and the global community is very disappointed in Trump. Fuck the global community. A bunch of losers and globalists in Brussels. You think I give a crap what they think? They appoint Saudi Arabia to be the head of the Women's Equality Department in the UN. Like, they are all retards. I couldn't care less about the global community. When I say the West is the best, I also want to make it clear that the non-Western world sucks, and a lot of the West.
It's not saying we're that good. We're just the best house in a bad neighborhood.
Yeah, well, we're both. We've always been the best. Like, they always go, I don't like MAGA because when was America ever great? I go, what you mean when you say that is America was never perfect. No, we never said make America perfect.
I don't know if you read the Carnegie Endowment, but it's true. They said, like, in the 1820s, they said, the problem is the British experiment in freedom that spread to America. We need to end it. We need to breed out the British, Scottish, and Irish rebellion. You can pull this up. So they're literally, whatever came out of those islands, which is so sad it's under tyranny now, was this big threat to tyrants everywhere. Whatever it is, and it's not out of Germany, it's not out of France, let's say it. What is it about Ireland, Scotland, and England? Because that's where all the freedom came from, folks.
Booze. The secret is booze. It's freezing cold. It's raining. You're depressed and you're cold, so you have a whiskey. And the next thing you know, you just develop this taste for pugilism. All the people who don't like danger in Scotland and Ireland were killed by the English. So they genetically warped us. And now we are fighters. And then we come here and we're like starlings. Like, we don't have natural predators. Trump is Scottish. And it just makes us into these voracious little Jack Terriers. I'll bite your nuts off if you get in a fight with me.
It's a breed of dog, and the globalist fears that spirit.
They really do. And it's been effective in Britain. I talk about Britain too much because I was just there for the Unite the Kingdom rally. And I would see them, they'd be waiting at the traffic light, like, to cross. And there's no cars for miles, but they don't see the green guy. So they just stand there, and I'm the only person walking across the road. I go, you don't have to wait if there's no cars.
They somehow conditioned them to be submissive. How do we awaken that?
Well, Elon Musk did. You got to understand, they've had free speech for 3 years. 3 years. That's why there was 3 million people at that Unite the Kingdom rally, because they're finally getting information. It was BBC One, BBC Two, BBC Three for like half a century. And the elites control the narrative.
So what happens once the Irish, Scots, and British wake up? The globalists have a big problem.
It's happening. The energy there is palpable. It's electric. And us drunk Scots are taking that country back.
And by the way, you know, the UK today, the only place the Romans couldn't conquer.
Yep.
And they dumped at least 500,000 troops over 100 years into Germany, finally conquered them with Caesar. They could never conquer it. So how do you take the most hardcore people ever, all historians admit, and turn them into these pussies? Well, you put them under some spell.
Yep, media and schools. You know, kids in school are told that Allah is God. White kids are told that Allah is God in class. And, you know, the media and teachers, when they get together, the teachers get you when you're young, and then the media preserves that brainwashing when you get old. And, you know, as Tucker says, you don't hate them enough. They are vile human beings. And they proudly dance on the grave of the West. Like they don't make any bones about it.
Oh, I have new videos today in Michigan where they're celebrating. We must bring down America. So let me ask you this. We're going to break. I'm going to cover so much of you, Gavin, maybe a little bit next hour. Let me ask you this. What's more powerful, the Charlie Kirk funeral and his murder, which we were sad for, but it's backfired on him, this huge medical announcement yesterday, so bold, such a gauntlet moment, or this UN speech? I mean, this is like trifecta. I'm wondering, like you said, what comes next?
Yeah, Charlie is definitely the biggest thing there. I mean, he's lionized forever. And I've heard some people say, yeah, for now. But like, if you're Irish and you say Bobby Sands, everyone remembers that guy in Ireland. Everyone knows who he is. If you're Catholics and Protestants, they remember Bobby Sands.
This is a Martin Luther King moment, a Malcolm X moment. It's seismic. I agree with you. This is not a flash in the pan.
This is a Jesus moment. I mean, Martin Luther King completely altered the psyche of America. We didn't care about black people in the 40s. It was like, yeah, whatever, that Martin Luther King guy, he's not interesting to me. And then they shot him and everyone went, wait, you shot the nice guy? Okay, now I care. We need to help black people. We need to make them, you know, an integral part of the American
story. And they shot
the
nice guy. Isn't that interesting? If they'd have killed you or I, which we are not, they would not have been as big because Charlie was so nice.
Yep. And again, I kept saying, don't be nice. Don't reach out. We're divorced. I don't want violence against them. I just want them to get lost. You know, we got Florida. We got Texas. We need more land. And they go, oh, so you're going to kill us. You're going to murder us. You're going to burn down the city. No, that's your bag. That's what the left does. They wreck things. We build things. So we're going to build our areas. We're going to build our states. I mean, you can have Baltimore and the south side of Chicago and Manhattan and L.A. and Portland. You won those. Congratulations. But we're getting the rest, and we're going to keep it nice.
Well, that's what hell is the absence of God. I'm not comparing the West to God, but compared to them, it is. Hell is them being locked in their own systems. What would happen if we actually block them off? They'd be trying to climb over the fences to get to us.
Yeah. Well, it happens all the time. Radical Muslims took over Luton, Tommy Robinson's hometown. It is a dump. Or look at all these liberal cities, the zombies in Philadelphia. This is what these, if you go to Philly these days, you know what it looks like? It looks like there was a Camp David moment where the homeless people negotiated with the city and they won. And now the homeless people own Philly. Like, they're the boss there. They play music on the street, dance around with their pants off and drink and do drugs, shoot up.
Barbecue pits in the middle of the street, yeah.
It's theirs. It looks like it was given to them. And in many ways it was. So good. Have it. We just can't let them encroach because these locusts, they start going north. They go like here in New York, they're up in Westchester. They move here for the good schools, and then they wokeify the schools. They become garbage, and then they leave that town because the property value plummets because the schools suck, and then they keep going north. We got to say no.
No, it's the same thing. Why do leftists understand they're fleeing themselves? Why do they reproduce it?
Well, that's another good thing too. They're anti-family. So they're going to go extinct. Like, our grandchildren are not going to have to deal with these blue-haired losers who cook their cat's dinner and watch Fox News all day trying to find a slip-up. Those people are done. So we've had to deal with a lot of blue-haired losers. I call them boomer, angry, rudderless females. Barf. We've had to deal with a lot of barf. But this next generation...
Right. Barf has taken it. So I love how barf always sits on the internet and says, I'm going to not have sex with you. They're like 400 pounds. Like, baby, ain't nobody been having sex with you except the bedpost. We'll be right back. Stay with me. Gavin McGinnis is our guest. He's amazing. We'll be right back. Yeah, look at these ladies. There you go. The barn. All right, when Charlie Kirk got killed, I didn't even think of this, but by the afternoon, a few hours into it, they're like, Israel did it. And I'm like, we don't even know who did it. And by the next day, I work for Israel, I'm a traitor, all this stuff. I mean, just huge bots pushing it, mass attacks. But I've been there before. You know, when 9/11 happened and I said it was an inside job that day, I had almost 200 stations. We lost 70% of them in just a month. I don't care. The truth is not most important to me. It's everything. It's my drug. It's what I worship. God is truth. And God's byproduct is truth. So if you're not worshiping truth, you're not worshiping God. But then I saw all this unfold, and the reason I raise that is I don't think I've ever had this much pushback, even from the establishment. people wanting to bully us to say Israel, because there's this feeling, oh, we've got Israel in trouble, they're being exposed, so now we have to say everybody's Israel that isn't Israel, so we have power over them, which kind of sounds like Hitler. But the larger issue is, I don't raise that point because of them. I don't hype something up for hype. I look for what's truth, and then I try to hype it up. Because I could get, I mean, if I'd have said Israel did it the day they killed Kirk, billions of views. I mean, that's what everybody wants. For whatever reason, I'd be carrying people's shoulders. I'm not doing it because I don't see evidence. Comes out, I'll cover it. They're definitely anomalies. But my point is that when I say to viewers and listeners that the Trump we had 6 months ago was 10 times better than Trump before, and now this new one that showed up in the last 5 days, I mean, the actions, every declaring Antifa a terror group, which they're saying we're going to do violence to silence you, that's the definition of terror, and going after the drug boats, and you know the economy working, and him taking over the Federal Reserve. They killed several presidents who tried that. I mean, each one of these events, and then them exposing Big Pharma and wrecking them, Tylenol and MMR shots and hepatitis. I mean, I'm having a problem, Gavin McGinnis, properly hyping. Because when there's all this BS hype, infighting, and, you know, does Macron's wife have a penis and all that, people love that. I joke around. This is like so real, so historic. Trump has now leveled up. And if we have a real chance to turn this around right now, and the average person's so black-pilled or so white-pilled, they're either in Q land that JFK Jr. is really the president, Easter Bunny's real, or they're over here thinking, you know, that Trump's a devil. I mean, no, this, if you study the facts, if you have context, this is historic victory. I know I'm ranting. You want to quantify what I just said, or just, do you agree with me, or just in general, is this as epic as I think it is? I mean, I feel it. I don't just see it. I feel it.
And it was predictable. Weak men create hard times. Hard times create strong men. This is the strong man who has showed up. And the weak men who created these hard times, the left, they are so low IQ, garbage straw man stuff, where they distill their ideas down to hate has no home here. Water is life. No human is illegal. Be kind. You're like that. Those are motherhood statements. That doesn't mean.
And you're a Nazi, so I'm allowed to kill you. It also dehumanization.
Yeah, you've reduction. I was saw a protest the other day, and this guy was holding a sign that said Chicken Little was right. I go, that is a perfect example of your juvenile reductivist view of the world. You're a little kid, and some dad has to come home and say, "All right, guys, bedtime. Come on, brush your teeth. We've had enough playing."
So am I right, or quantify it? Because I can intellectually see it, but I've never felt more excited about optimism than I see the average conservative. They're ready to slit their wrists and jump off a cliff. They think we've been beaten. We finally start having victory, and they're just quitting.
Yeah, I think things couldn't be better. And if you want to quantify it, look at the liberal freakouts. They are losing their shit. They're delirious. Because, as Steve Bannon said, they're not going to give it up without a fight. So this is their death knell. They are screaming and yelling as
they
go off.
And all they can
hope
to do is to get us to be dissatisfied, which doesn't mean we don't challenge Trump when he's wrong, but I don't know. It's just.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to ask you this. The front page of the Post yesterday said, forgive. And I have Christian friends that tell me I'm not being very Christian by not forgiving. And if it turns out it was Israel, if it turns out it was the state, if it turns out it wasn't this gunman, no matter who it was, I don't forgive them. And I think Christianity is consistent with that. You're supposed to forgive someone who makes a mistake and atones for their sins and begs for forgiveness. But you don't forgive people who murder an icon like Charlie Kirk under no circumstances.
That is a really excellent question, and I am quite the Bible studier, but I don't claim a theologian, but I know the Holy Spirit and what's common sense. Christ was meant to be killed as a sacrifice. He asked in the Garden of Gethsemane to God, because he is a sub-derivation but still had human weaknesses, so he was God focused down into a point. He says to his Father, his higher self, can this cup pass from me? I'm really about to get tortured to death. And his higher self says, no, you got to do it. He goes, okay. But he's crying. He's like, because he's still a human. He's pure. He's perfect. But he's got the flesh. He's like, I'm about to get tortured for days. This is not fun. Can I not do this? And his higher self says, yeah. So, you know, to answer your question about where the left is, and I'm sorry, I was thinking about Jesus. Ask your question again.
I don't forgive.
Back to not forgiving. When the Roman soldier comes and they cut off the ear and Jesus puts the ear back on, he says, next time sell your cloak and buy a sword. It's all about the time and the place. He was meant to be sacrificed. And so at that point, he wasn't supposed to. So if somebody comes to my house to murder my family, and it's in the Bible, rise up and defend your family, I'll defend my wife and children. Now, I'm not going to take hateful pleasure in killing someone. That is the forgiving. So Erica Kirk gets up and says, I don't want the death penalty. I forgive him. Well, you can't. The left will let him out later to kill again. And so, sorry, that's why we have due process and English common law and the Constitution. No, we're going to execute him after he's found guilty, sweetheart. We understand you want to forgive. It makes you feel better. And that's right. But Christ is saying, here's the way he said, you don't fight the enemy because you hate them, even though they're bad and you do hate them. You fight because you're protecting civilization, your family behind you. So you don't do things out of hate. But if you don't put down a rabid dog with rabies that already bit two people, you're now aiding it to bite others. So I don't kill people or destroy them out of hate. I do it out of love. That's what Christ is saying, Gavin.
Yeah, all this pushing like anti-rage stuff, like the feds, when there's a famous killing, a big incident, the feds go to the parent's house and they go, don't make this about bigotry or don't make this about anger. And they coach the grieving parents to talk about forgiveness and say that we need more love and stuff because they don't want riots.
But then when a George Floyd gets killed, they tell us burn everything down.
Exactly. They do the exact opposite when it fits their narrative. So why are we castrated? Why are we told to forgive and be kind and love?
And then people don't respect us.
And the whole forgiveness thing is also predicated on everyone playing by the same rules. And being Christian together, and you were an alcoholic, and you screwed up
Christ,
your marriage.
The Old Testament talks about it like your neighbor's cows get in your thing; they trespass. Okay, you know, like get along with your neighbor. It's like don't be a half cock and McCoy's here. Is what it's saying.
And we're assuming your neighbor isn't trying to kill you. We're assuming your neighbor doesn't want you dead. This isn't my neighbor. This is someone who has been destroying the Western civilization, waging war on you and I and all our friends.
And let's
decades.
Not forget, in Daniel and Ezekiel foreshadowing, but also in Revelation, when Christ shows back, he blows them all up and kills billions of them. So let's understand vengeance is God's. Like when Christ returns with a sword out of his mouth, he kills them in mass. So that's the Jesus that comes as the king.
He wasn't a sweetie pie. And I think he was a drunk. I mean, the first thing he made was wine. That was his first miracle. He was always hanging out with drunkards. I think he liked a good drink. He probably had really high tolerance. That's the problem with being half
God. Why did Bismarck say,
it's hard to get a buzz.
The great statesman, God loves drunks, America. He says, what's the exact quote? I'm sorry, I'm having this moment. Von Bismarck, the great German statement of the Weimar, before the Weimar Republic, unifier of Austria.
Oh, yes.
God loves drunks, children in the United States of America. Why do philosophers say God loves drunks?
Well, I think Jesus would have said, Charlie, what are you doing? You're casting pearls before swine. Like, Jesus hung out with drunks and prostitutes and you know, people who desperately needed him. But these students, they're garbage.
Well, here's what he did. He was trying to help them because he could still be open, he said. The Pharisees were posing as perfect. That's why he didn't, because they didn't have the door open.
Okay. Well, I don't like this culture of, you know, anger management. I think anger is very important. I'm deeply disturbed by the Englishmen who don't cross the road because the light tells them not to. The little green walking man hasn't appeared yet. If there's no cars, cross the road. You know, be dangerous, be angry, and harness that energy.
No, I agree. They don't want to medicate it out of you. But how far does it? I mean, I agree. The pendulum swung too far. Are you worried when it swings back what it's going to be like?
You mean like rednecks on the streets with guns killing people?
Yeah.
No, we don't do that. And we've been here before. Remember the Bundy Ranch? What did the rednecks do? That ragtag group.
They stood their ground.
Support. They stood their ground. They didn't kill anyone. They didn't burn anything down. They just made it very clear to Barack Obama that this man is not going to lose his ranch. And if you want to pop it off, it'll pop off. But, you know, I don't start fights. I finish them. So So that's you. Which was
Lexington and Concord at Bunker Hill. The British come, and the captain says, "We don't want a war. We're not going to start it. But if they shoot first, they'll get one now." And they literally killed the captain, and the war started.
Yep. Well, they say England loses every battle but the last one. And this, we're getting close to the last battle. And maybe we're in the last battle, actually, because we're winning. I'm getting so sick of winning. I have winning AIDS at this point. I was about to say, everybody bitching about
Trump. All he's doing is winning.
Yeah, that's what he does. That's his favorite thing, by the way. Like, if he meets someone who broke the motorcycle speed record, he'll talk to that guy for an hour. That's his favorite thing. He's obsessed with winning, and he's really good at it. He likes
winning. Oh, believe me, I've had conversations with him. And you think he's glazing you, but no, he's obsessed with winning.
I saw him talk to this guy who broke the speed record for some motorcycle thing, and he couldn't get enough of the guy. Like, they were inseparable. The Secret Service had to be like, "Sir, we got to go. You can't keep talking to this guy." But we're coming out of
that. I mean, Trump would get mad at me because he'd be like telling me, "How'd you do this? How'd you get the top numbers? Oh, you're so great." And I realized later, I was like, "Sir, please, we'll talk about policy." He's literally like into autistic winning or something. I don't know how to describe it.
He's a winning addict is what he is. And we've come out of this culture where losers were cool. Like, in the 80s, it wasn't cool to be a loser. Remember nerds, Four Eyes, they get wedgied. And then in the 90s, we had indie rock and shoegazing. And all of a sudden, loser comedians like Patton Oswalt was cool. And nerds, it was Revenge of the Nerds. And it was cool to be a loser. The biggest song, Radiohead, "I'm a Creep, I'm a Loser." Losing was awesome.
Isn't Bill Gates Revenge of the Nerds?
Yeah, we just come out of a massive epoch of Revenge of the Nerds that really got its wings.
So instead of Invasion of the Martians, it's been the nerd war.
And that's why they're so hysterical. And they're not good with power. You know, so much of the left is about spite and harm and doxing and getting fired and doing all this, like, really insidious criminal type nasty twisting.
It's like Trump.
They
broke the escalator, broke his teleprompter, broke in on his feed. Did you see all this?
I did. And that's what losers do when you give them power. They do petty little things like turn off an escalator because they're like malicious little gremlins who got water on them, and they just want to wreck things because we've been in power. The cool guys have been in power for centuries, so we're much more benevolent. It's like my dad would say when I was a kid. I'd go, you're like a tyrant. And he goes, "No, I'm not. I'm a benevolent dictator." And that's what the West is. We do well with power. The patriarchy keeps everyone safer, and that's what...
Well, that's true. Aristocracy and the breaking of the social contract... Now the aristocracy is literally predators against the people.
Yeah, and look, Keir Starmer, sorry to keep talking about Britain, but like he let Jimmy Sullivan, that Jimmy Savile, go. Like they turn a blind eye to pedophilia because they're demonic.
Well, let's be clear. Real aristocrats are supposed to lead from the front like George Washington.
Yeah.
Like a real elite doesn't need to make people dumb to rule them. They're already so good. They're already above it. They raise up the proletariat.
Look at the clown.
Isn't that the real
world.
Instinct of a real aristocrat is to want to raise up the people for real?
Yeah, that's what Maggie Thatcher did. All of a sudden, there was a middle class, and it wasn't just rich and poor. And they said, well, the gap between the rich and the poor has never been bigger. And she goes, yeah, but they're both richer. So you care more about the gap than everyone having more money. Like, we want
Explain
everyone
that again.
To
Explain that. I remember that. It's true. Even with Reagan. The poor get way richer, but the rich even get more rich. Who cares? You're all going up.
Yeah, sorry. Maybe the guys that are successful are exceptional and good at their job. You see it in basketball. You see it in sports. So sorry. Maybe they deserve more money. They found a cure for cancer. Sorry, he's a billionaire. Look at Elon Musk. He brought free speech back almost single-handedly to the Western world. That's pretty impressive.
While knocking up at least 100 women.
Yeah, maybe he deserves to have them. He should have more kids. Reproduce.
I agree. We should, yeah. So let me ask you this. We should clone Elon Musk's sperm and have it everywhere, like McDonald's for the women.
Yeah, like we do with bulls. He should be the top stud.
I would love to have a million Elon Musk out there. That sounds smart. By the way, I think of this new business. Women, you want mine? We'll clone my sperm. I'll get super rich off of it. You'll have great-looking kids, super smart, super badass. Gavin, are you ready to sell your sperm on the open market?
Yes, it's actually available on my website right now. I'm out, so I have to go generate some more after this. But
that's why they got to clone it. There's so many women want it, so, you know.
It's flying off the shelf. Well, in a way, though, like, we're joking, but that is happening. These guys, no, it's almost like God's...
plants and cows and everything else. Well, why do we say but, like, the best shouldn't be promoted? No, it should be.
Yeah, and nature has said, I don't like these liberals anymore, so I don't want them to reproduce. So we are kind of winning the demographics war in that God-fearing, family-loving people are proliferating, and these losers, these spiteful monsters who hate the patriarchy and hate the West are lemmings, and they're walking off the cliff voluntarily.
So let me ask you this, bye. Big picture, though. When I saw RFK Jr.'s thing with Trump yesterday, just like I said a month before they tried to kill Trump, I said they're going to try to kill him. I mean, they're not going to stop. Are you really concerned about new assassination attempts?
Absolutely. I'm worried about you. I'm worried about Tucker. I'm worried about Donald Trump. I mean, those are the top guys. The more effective you are, the more you're over the target, the more ears you have, especially if young people like you, then you're really in big trouble. And you're going to get killed. But I think my theory with the new sort of MK Ultra is Anthony Cumia was talking about this. We used to like take soldiers, give them LSD, you know, Manchurian candidate, and it left a long paper trail. And thanks to the fact that everyone in the world has a phone on them 24 hours a day, right next to their head, they go, why don't we just spit out propaganda? Charlie Kirk is a Nazi. Trump's a Nazi. Alex Jones wants you dead. They're going to bring back slavery. And, you know, if I tell that to all of America, even like a fraction of 1%, it's going to be a couple thousand people. So I'll get my info to the lunatics. The lunatics will take out my enemies, and there's no paper trail. It's a giant MK Ultra machine.
Well, no, I totally agree. They've gone from having to do it internally in laboratory. That's what The Kingsman's about in all these movies. You know, they're telling you. So let me ask you this. What is your advice to President Trump about what he needs to do?
Get your own security force. Do not rely on the government. Don't like the kingdom. People go, why are you complaining? Your king is in the castle. And I go, yeah, but everyone, he's got a sword of Damocles on him. Everyone wants him dead.
The castle's
so
surrounded.
Run the castle. So don't trust anyone. Get your own guys, Navy SEALs, Green Berets, and make sure they're not 4 foot tall chicks who aren't even tall enough to protect you. I mean, he's got to get his own guys. They all do.
So I got to ask a trillion questions. Well, a little bit the next hour with Gavin McGinnis. People can find them at censored.tv. But I've been asking the questions here. What else is on your radar right now?
Well, it's a big time for the culture wars. I think the trans thing seems to have faded. Like the left likes to have pets, and they had black people as their pets. But then black people voted like against gay marriage and stuff, and they went, "Oh no, my pet is misbehaving." So then they adopted trans, and they made that their pets. But we're learning that mentally ill people are attracted to that lifestyle, and we're seeing they're very homicidal. I mean, there's been a whole rash of trans murders this year. There's a whole cult that the media won't discuss where they've killed, I think, 5 people so far. But that seems to be dying. And I think what the left is going to do now is retreat. They have to go back into the cave and come up with a new plan. And I don't think they have the infrastructure, the IQ, the power. I don't think they can come back from this. It would take a miracle. Like Gavin Newsom.
No,
is the
I
best,
agree. So we need a 2-party system, obviously, or maybe you disagree. We're not a parliament with 15 parties or whatever. So what comes out of this? Because I agree, record low of fundraising Democrats, record low poll numbers dropping even faster. They're not reforming. They're retreating like a cult does. So then, what's the logical extrapolation? Because you are even more than me. Tomorrow's news today on trends. On trends, you're the best. What's the trends?
The trend is to lay low for a while. That's why you have a loser like Jasmine Crockett all over the TV, because they're not sending their best. It's sort of like when a baseball game is 20-0 and the coach wants to preserve the pitcher's arm, so he lets like some outfielder pitch, because they've already lost this game. So we'll have the losers take the stage for a little while.
Sure, when I played football, we were really losing bad. They put in the third string.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to waste your good guys. You don't want to get an injury on a losing game like this. So they're and the other good thing about letting the lunatics talk and like Jasmine Crockett is, then when they come up with someone who's half decent, they look much more reasonable because we've been seeing loonies for a while. So I think the trend is going to be the real left, the powerful left, is going to save their good guys and strategize for the next election. Because what do they have now? AOC? I heard AOC is thinking of running. And they're going to ramp up the lunatics and just get the loonies out there. So then when they have a normal guy, he's going to seem much more reasonable.
Like but Newsom, who's positioning himself. Isn't it Newsom?
It's Newsom. So they go, let's get a bunch of loonies out there so Newsom looks reasonable by comparison. But J.D. Vance is going to slaughter whoever they show next election. It's going to be another landslide. And that'll be two more terms. So I'm confident that we have three more terms of strong, brave, unashamed patriots who are going to rebuild this country. But it ain't
easy. Yeah, there's been a big Palantir angle to attack Vance. And Palantir is an AI surveillance grid. It all is. 90% of the contracts are under Microsoft and Jeff Bezos' organization, Amazon. So I'm against the whole thing. But there's this whole leftist thing, Palantir. Then the right wing picks that up and goes, oh, J.D. Vance has a Palantir connection. We can't support him. Well, it's open little tech that Trump's trying to bring in because big tech won't work with him. What do you make of the Palantir thing?
It's disturbing. I mean, did you see that interview with Tucker where he was talking to the guy who it looks like he murdered one of his main code guys? Was that Palantir or ChatGPT?
No, that's OpenAI, Sam Altman.
OpenAI, right. Yeah, it's disturbing stuff. But, you know, whoever has that owns the power. They have the ability to sway narratives. So I'd rather our team has it than anyone else. But
well,
it is
that was
disturbing.
My point. I didn't endorse Palantir. I just said Palantir is a courtier trying to get the thing. So the thing is, there's a battle over who controls the Eye of Sauron or the Palantir.
Yeah. The problem with the right is they always want to be moral and play fair. When Biden pulled out that hockey bag of votes from under the table at the last election, I was like, where's my hockey bag? When I hear about Epstein Island, I'm like, where's my Epstein Island? I want an Epstein Island where I can blackmail world leaders. You know, when someone has AI, I'm like, where's my AI? Like, we got to stop playing fair. The right needs more unity where we need to get together with guys we disagree with and mimic the left's overuse of unity. And we also need to play dirty. Get all the stuff.
Well, let me please you then. I'm about to announce this. I guess I'll announce now. I've confirmed Trump is not in the Epstein Files. He's using it for control over the EU, over Gates, over them all. He is now using it.
Perfect. You see? Perfect. That's what I want. I want a blackmail.
We're joining Satan now. I don't know about this, Kevin.
Well, we'll just join him for a little while, then we'll get rid of him.
Oh.
If someone kicks you in the balls, you got to gouge out their eyes.
Yeah, that's very Faustian, Gavin. Only join Satan for a little while, right? They're still trying to turn back on the road. I don't know. You are a wicked little devil. Very smart. Let's do a few more minutes. Oh, you're so bad. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, Gavin McInnes was honest with you, and that is the Machiavellian way. And I can tell you that is the key to the Epstein thing. I've known this for 3 days. I already confirmed it before, but I was read in on it, so I'll stop there. And you can say, well, that's the wrong way to go. Well, you see the establishment now starting to fall beneath what we're doing, and then all the good stuff happening. It's still got a little touch of black magic to it, which is dangerous down the road. But whatever, that's where we are. At least we're telling you. We're not the ones doing it. I'm just your chronicler. But Ryan Roth, the sheep dip Democrat CIA attempted killer right after they tried to kill him in Butler last year, has now been convicted on all charges in Trump assassination attempt trial. Jury convicts man of attempted assassination of President Trump and assault of a federal law enforcement officer. Trump's congratulated them on that. Gavin McInnes, first response to this breaking news.
Kill him. Death penalty. That's what the Constitution says. That was treasonous to try to kill the president, and that's a capital offense. So he needs the chair. I don't know why we don't employ that. Like, remember that John Taliban guy they found?
Yeah.
He didn't get the electric chair. If you try to destroy the president, that's treason. You should die.
Because you want to steal our vote. What about We already talked about this, but state it again. I want to hear a clear answer on it because I was talking over you. Erica Kirk says, don't give the guy a death penalty. I don't think that's her choice. He committed a crime against all of us, killing her husband.
Yeah, I don't ask, all due respect to Erica, I don't ask women for political advice. I'm a sexist, and we'll decide who has to die and who doesn't have to die. I appreciate that you don't want us to kill him because you're a nice lady, and I like my ladies like that. I don't like them wanting murder. But we'll handle everything from here on, Erica. You go home and mourn, and we'll take care of this guy. And by the way, I know that there's lefties out there going, oh, capital offense for treason. So J6 should be they should all be killed, right, Gavin? The January 6th was a cool meandering. It was not treason. And if anyone was treasonous, it was Nancy Pelosi and the Capitol Police who frothed up the crowd. It was,
sure, it was
the two cops who murdered people. Yeah, it was a meandering. So no,
well, we need people
treason
to know you can't take a shot. You can't kill Charlie Kirk or try to kill Trump and get away with it. Like you said, people that aren't at our level, I'm not trying to go, oh, our level, it's true. People that are like, you know, out there, oh, you know, whatever. You're not a Gavin McGinnis, you're not Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones. They literally want to kill us. So we're at another level of the game. People need to get that.
Yeah, you know, I was on the beach once and a lifeguard came over to me and my 4-year-old son and he said, you're a white supremacist. You're not wanted here. And then he went and told the other lifeguards and I'm like, what if I drown? Am I going to die here? And the owner of the boss of the lifeguards came over later and he goes, you want me to fire him? And I said, no, I yelled at the guy and we got into it, but I said, don't fire him. And I totally regret that. And when I told Ann Coulter that story, she goes, why are we always the magnanimous ones? You should have got him fired. And I should have. She was right. Look, the gloves are off now. So you try to shoot the president, you shoot Charlie Kirk, electric chair, the end.
Yeah, because it only encourages them.
And it is a deterrent, by the way. There's a myth there that you know, murderers aren't deterred by the death penalty. These guys choose soft targets. They when they do a mass shooting,
what
they're
do you
very
mean?
Careful.
Prison's a total deterrent. There's plenty of people I want to kill.
Yeah, the death penalty
if
works.
If we had like the purge in 3 days, I could kill whoever I wanted. I'm gonna be honest. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they. You know, I know a couple detectives who did that in New Orleans after Katrina. They went and took out some of the worst criminals that were repeat offenders. And they were like, well, this one's off the books. Pew, pew, pew.
Don't give me a blank check. Oh, God.
No, I got a box every day or I start planning terrible things.
That's
I'm
normal.
Fucking mad.
That's normal. Like, that's not a bad. That's male instinct. That's not a bad thing. But we got to restrain it, Gavin.
Yes. Totally agree. I'm not going to hurt anyone, but I'm sure going to yell at them.
But when you're laying in bed thinking about it, it's like a... Back in 1 minute, I want a few more topics with you. I really appreciate you, brother. All right, I want to hit some of the clips after Gavin leaves us of the insanely powerful, revolutionary indictment of Big Pharma yesterday. Would have normally been my top story, but the UN being destroyed today, all of it's so crazy. And I was asking Gavin, what's the most important thing you can say during that little 1 minute break? He said, it is the explosive awakening of young people, which is true. It's a paradox. They're either super dumb and super talking to ChatGPT and zombies, or they're super awake and super informed. And that ties into the Antifa terror designation. For people who don't know, there's one definition of terrorism. There's a few permutations, but it's the same thing. It's basically threatening violence or carrying out violence to make people submit to your political, cultural, or economic initiative or plan. And Antifa, for those that haven't been on the street, like the Proud Boys founder we have, or myself, and I did it myself, but even law enforcement told me, just don't talk about it, makes it worse, because they're not sure they're going to the right place. But it's been a lot of fun in my house. So Tucker talks about him doing the thing to his door. I've been restrained because I don't want to have dead bodies with the Soros DAs and the rest of it, and getting swatted 2 weeks ago, and it's happened like... The sheriff's department says like 100 times or more. But the point is, these people that don't know how out of control they are, you just don't know because you're not prominent. They want to do that to you. They got to get through us. So two subjects, they all intertwine. Antifa, executive order declaring them as a terror group. Oh, God, police state, blah, blah. No, you're saying we're going to intimidate, attack, and kill people so they shut up. That's terrorism. we're against a police state. A police state is the Democrats training the military to confiscate our guns. It was the military told me under Clinton the rest of it about it. We leaked the documents because the military knows our job isn't taking guns from people. That's the left's problem. They tried to purge it. But so they create these brown shirt leftist communist pedos. No, I'm not for a police state. And I'm also not for roving bands of professors in black uniforms shooting people because they're white in a pickup truck or shooting up ICE facilities or killing Border Patrol agents and or shooting up Catholic churches. And then it barely even hits the news. So they're a real terror group. How exciting is that? And Trump says he indicts Soros. I'm told the grand juries are open, Gavin, from the people running them. I mean, what happens when the indictments start? So removing the U.S. attorneys won't do it. I'm telling you, I think we're weeks away from indictments, from what I've been told. What is going to happen when the left finally realizes that the long surrender of the West is over? I think it's going to fall like a house of cards.
You know, one thing about Antifa that people don't realize is that when you dress up in black and hide your face and then punch people and get away with it, you're going to attract violent people. So, and psychos and sociopaths. So they may have started with a few just dumb anarchists who didn't like the government, but their very design, their very business plan has brought in all of these weak, fat, deranged, violent people. And people would call Proud Boys violent. And I go, have you been outside? It's a reaction to violence. The Proud Boys have always just been a drinking club. We don't start fights, we finish them. And we got into like bodyguarding Ann Coulter and me when they started attacking right-wing speakers. Like the first fight that Proud Boys had was when I got pepper sprayed by Antifa at NYU. When the Antifa handbook guy did his book tour, Proud Boys didn't go to it. We don't go to their thing.
By the way, this is footage we forget in Atlanta of them burning down a police station. Sorry, keep going.
There's violence everywhere with these guys. And I got to say, once we started fighting them, I've never fought an easier target. I think it's their first fight every time. Maybe they're rich kids that are overeducated.
Well, take Nordine or whatever. That guy, I met him in person. He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger. Literal chicken neck guys trying to hit him with metal batons. He just destroys them. Like, because they've never, exactly, they have no idea what they're up against.
And that guy killed himself, by the way, that Antifa guy. He was so mortified and humiliated by that. That's what you're dealing with. These are people who have never been in a fight.
So the guy trying to hit Nordine with a metal baton killed himself.
Yes. No, the guy that was knocked out and was standing and Ethan had to push him over, guy killed himself. Look at these miscreants. Look at these losers. These are drug addicts. Like, there's different Antifas. That's probably the Portland Pacific Northwest. Those are all meth heads. But in Berkeley and in New York, they're overeducated rich kids. And they've been getting away with murder. They murdered...
Let's be clear. We've got documents. They're professors and leftists that manipulate the meth heads.
Yes. Yeah. That's especially true in the West Coast.
But
Berkeley,
what did that
all
little
the way up,
120-pound guy think? When, like, I'm tough, but Nordine's intimidating in person. Like, you can tell this guy's a killer.
I've seen him knock out more than one person.
Yeah, well, it's like, let me go fight, like, the biggest, meanest dude. Like, they're idiots.
He's a very healthy, fit man. And I saw recently someone picked a fight with him after he got out of jail. You're like, dude. And then he promptly took a nap. I'm like, why would you pick a fight with a monster who just got out of jail? What do you think's going to happen to you? And these kids have been, this is what no one understands. The violence was already there. Proud Boys were a reaction to it. It was like the guardian angels. They didn't go looking for fights. That, like, even that fight you just saw there, even that
they were
punch,
attacking a church group trying to pray, right? It was like,
yes, they were attacking.
It's like these women, Andy, that attack men. They weigh 160, 130 pounds. They attack a man and they get freaked out because they believe Disney. Like, imagine being a meth head devil worshiper and like Nordine's like 160 pounds of muscle. Let me go. Like, they have no instinct. Like, they think.
Well, the media doesn't report on it. Like, there was that guy, what was his name? Joey Bishop. He was shot by that Antifa dude, shot dead. Then Proud Boys went to the funeral. Someone hit a Proud Boy at the funeral with his truck. No charges.
Proud Boys got attacked in New York. They put the peaceful Proud Boys in prison.
For 4 years. For finishing a fight they didn't start. So they just threw us all in jail while Antifa would get these magical lawyers. So I think when people talk about, oh, the right and the left violence, they have no idea what's going on the streets. On the streets, every rally, every protest, all the COVID crap, the Antifa was there physically assaulting people, old ladies attacking them for being anti-vax. Their violence is already there. And all Proud Boys did was try to protect people, and they got thrown in jail. Max and John got 4 years, but the guys at J6 were getting decades upon decades, and they're still getting
sued.
So
the Antifa getting knocked out in all these videos is an archetype of the Democrats. They thought we were intimidated. We were asleep. Now America is an ordeal. What do they do now they realize their ass is cooked?
Well, they're retreating. They're cutting the cord. They don't want anything to do with Antifa anymore. And you're going to start seeing Antifa go to jail. It's sort of like the feds when they get an informant and then there's a big bust. The feds won't protect their informant. They'll just throw him in jail with everyone else. And this is the paramilitary wing of the DNC, which is Antifa, they don't want any ties to them. So the second Antifa starts not being useful to the DNC, they just cut them loose and say, you're going to jail. So they're all going to jail now. And I think this behavior is indicative of something else I want to talk to you about. I've noticed with teenagers, yes, there's the lunatics on Twitter screaming and dancing for Charlie Kirk's death, but I've noticed this new trend where they've had the left ruined their brand. Like at my son's high school, they'd had a play, Romeo and Romeo. They made Romeo and Juliet gay. So these young kids go, all right, well, then I hate Shakespeare, and I guess books are gay,
and that's
too.
Why, like, God built rebellion into children, so that when evil came, when it's good, like, why are they rebelling? Because God built it that way. Exactly. It's creating the opposite effect.
Well, and they overdid it a little bit, too. Like, they said, you know, Proud Boys are racist, Gavin and Alex Jones are racist, and they go, oh, okay, I like those guys. I guess I'm racist. So it's cool
exactly.
to be
so
racist.
Let's bring up Nick Fuentes when we speak to the kids. I don't think Nick's a bad guy. They're so extreme being anti-white and anti-American that I get you can be the opposite of that. But at the same time, that is an example of like how pro-Hitler people are now, not having any idea what Hitler really did. So is that what you're speaking to?
Yeah, you overdid it. I want to reel them back. I've noticed, it's sort of like with women. Have you noticed when women get red-pilled? They're like, hey, we didn't land on the moon. And you go, okay, and Big Pharma's dangerous, yeah. And then the next thing you know, they're Zeke Heiling and saying there's Jews in my sandwich. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa,
and,
whoa.
And the world's flat, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta,
no, next
like,
one was like,
why
work for the Jews? And you're like, I don't.
That's what I meant when I said us as patriarchs makes a better society for everyone, including liberals, including cat
well,
ladies.
Well, notice it's all women in the EU that want total war. Like, people act like, oh, no, everyone knows in history, women are in war are the most tyrannical.
Yeah, we didn't want our teens to become racist. You made them that way by being so boring and PC. They're doing it as a reaction to you. Now I got to unracify them and get them normal about, you know.
Yeah, that's a weird paradox that we're like, no, we're not going to kill all the black people. They're like, you're a traitor, Gavin. It's like a weird paradox.
It really is. I mean, the lunatics have been running the asylum for too long. And they always say, you know, women, if women ran the world, there'd be no war. Women did run the world. It was called paganism. And they were sacrificing virgins and children to their gods. It was not pretty. We don't want ladies in charge. We want dads, benevolent dictators. That's who runs,
you know,
the show.
It is true, anthropologically, that when women run society, there's human sacrifice. What is that about?
They're not good at power. It's in our DNA. We've been powerful forever. And we've learned over generations to be benevolent, good, kind.
Yeah, it's like why no one watches the women's NBA. Everybody watches the male NBA. It's totally different.
Well, we true males, true patriarchs, true Westerners are about meritocracy. And we don't want to import people who don't understand that. We outlawed cousin marriage, 1,000 years ago and created the best society in the world. Now we're importing all these people who marry their cousins.
Meanwhile, Pakistan literally is like totally, nothing against them. Sorry, they're like totally retarded because of inbreeding.
Yeah, especially when you have a small community like in England. I got they took down my Joe Rogan podcasts because I brought that up. They have a problem with inbreeding. Like, we Make America Great Again is about 1986. It's about Reagan and jet skis and wet T-shirt contests and wedgying nerds. We achieved perfection very recently, and then we started letting the nerds run everything, letting chicks run everything, letting mentally ill trannies run everything. And it started destroying the world. And I feel like with Trump now, we're getting back to what made us great. And what made us great? Free speech, guns, grit, mobility, innovation. I mean, look at all the inventions that Americans have come up with. We're not even the smartest bulbs on the tree.
The total
Japan's
proof
smarter
is
than
everybody
us.
Wants in to even the rotten husk we are. Let me ask this in closing. Let's play this clip. Hakeem Jeffries comes out, the Democrat leader.
Ugh.
And he literally says, we're going to arrest all of you for supporting Trump, as if we don't already know he wants to put us in jail. He's trying to threaten us, thinking we're still asleep. This is so pathetic. But where do you see this going? Here's Hakeem Jeffries.
One thing to understand, as people who are flirting with the Trump administration or doing the bidding of the Trump administration or engaging in the pay-to-play schemes of the Trump administration, the statute of limitations is 5 years. Donald Trump and this toxic administration will be long gone, but there will still be accountability to be had. And that process, of course, begins now, but it will not be complete until perhaps there is an independent Department of Justice, certainly an independent House of Representatives, in Democratic hands. The Department of Justice is one of the great institutions in law enforcement in the history of this country. And Donald Trump,
I can tell you, just in my cases, we have smoking guns. They're going to get indicted. That's a whole other story today. So what does the left do? Because they're having to remove U.S. attorneys. You get it done. But it's happening. This isn't the old Trump. What are they going to do when the indictments start? I would say within a month.
Yeah, they can't have power back. This is why Trump isn't enough. He just very clearly said that I'm going to get revenge on you after Trump's gone. This is why they can never have power again. What was that guy who's arresting everyone? Was that in El Salvador, Venezuela, that awesome dude who threw 80,000 people in jail?
Bill Kelly.
Yeah, he said, you know, we had all these losers, these criminals, these thugs, because we had terrible institutions. And now that I've put the bad guys away, let's focus on making the institutions
good. No homicide in 2 years.
That's what we need to do.
Exploding economically.
We can't let the thugs get in charge again, or they're going to throw us jail. Remember Veritas, Project Veritas? They found they got tape of these Bernie bros saying they're going to send us on gulags. They called it, if you're a Nazi, we're going to have to go send you somewhere where you can unlearn being a Nazi. What they mean is camps. They mean, and they did it with COVID in Canada. They want to send us into camps. They
remember,
want to round
that was
us
the training
up.
Wheels. Remember, Larry Grathwald infiltrated Antifa with Obama, and they said we're going to put 50 million in camps and kill 25 million Americans.
It's best for everyone that we run the show, because we don't round up people and throw them in jail. They started a riot on January 6th. They threw everyone in jail through the key. Trump came and pardoned them. They want us back in there. They'll do everything they can to get us back in, and I just can't allow that. So it's not just about Trump. Trump's not magic. He's only got a few more years. We need two more terms to save this country, or we're all going to jail.
I agree. Everybody can find you, Gavin McGinnis, at censored.tv. I got Trump's second half of speech coming up. It's so powerful. Head of the War Room with Harrison Smith. But in closing, when Trump said he's designating last week, I said it'll be done by next week, because I talked to the White House. They know Soros funded it. We had the documents ourselves 10 years ago. When they squeal and yell when they arrest these people for racketeering, we need to fully support this. These are real terror groups. This is not a police state. What do you think the left's... I already asked this question, but I think they're going to fold like a house of cards once the indictments start, Gavin.
I think so, too. I mean, it's like, imagine you had a fight coming up in a boxing match, and you weighed 400 pounds, and the fight is coming up in 3 weeks. Sorry, you're not losing a 300 pounds. They don't have it. Like, they have to completely reboot their hard drive. Look at AOC, Jasmine Crockett, Ilhan Omar, Pete Buttigieg. They're all losers. Name one slightly competent person. I'll bet you $1,000 that if you asked Nancy Pelosi what 117 plus 85 is, she could not do it. I don't think any of them could do fourth grade mathematics. So the match is coming up, the fight's coming up, and you're way too obese.
So all they can do is that. So let me play this. By the way, this is all true. I've talked about this. Ilhan Omar was the ruling communist, basically royal family, because they were a royal family, they became communist, that ran slavery, still runs slavery, as she tells us we're involved in slavery, though 90% of Americans have no ancestors that have slaves. Most Americans have ancestors that came here, wonder what color you are, after slavery. She is saying this, and then she literally was saved by the U.S. military, and then comes here and attacks America. Here she is.
Let's take Ilhan Omar as an example, okay? She comes from a family, and they call her a refugee who came from Somalia, right? They call her a refugee. Her family were the governing party, the Marxist Islamist government in Somalia, who were overthrown and then fled. Now, technically, that makes her a refugee, but she wasn't fleeing oppression, or rather, her family weren't fleeing oppression. They were fleeing justice. They were fleeing their own people, holding them to account for the dictatorship that they had established. So you have people like the Omar family, and what do? Do they come to America and see America and go, okay, this is pretty cool. They're not oppressing each other. Let's be part of this. No, they go, hey, how can we oppress them? You know, how can we bring Marxism to America? That's the thought process. And it may be a passive thought process, but it's the thought process.
So that's Chase Geiser in an interview. And then I have all the, I've literally like 30 clips, okay? Of Ilhan saying America's slavery, America's evil, blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, in Dearborn, Michigan, America must fall. The city is already over 55% Muslim, and they clearly don't have plans stopping there. I don't hate Muslim individually, but they only expand. Pakistan.
They're incompatible. Hindus are compatible with the West. Jamaicans are compatible with the West. Mexicans are compatible with the West. Muslims are not compatible with the West. They don't see death as a loss. That's martyrdom. That's good. They don't see America as America. This is all Allah's land. We just called it something and put a flag up, but this is Allah's territory. And they have a problem with inbreeding, with marrying their cousins. I mean, Ilhan Omar, didn't she marry your brother?
Yeah, she did. So here's a clip from Dearborn, Michigan. Here it is.
Achieved the victory. We haven't done anywhere near enough. And the people here, I promise you, we do feel ashamed. We do feel like we're not doing enough. We do feel like change needs to come, because change must come. And in the form that it must come is that this empire, the American empire, that's been hurting our people
on Western culture
since the beginning, the imperial Western powers that have been hurting our people since the beginning, they must fall. And inshallah, they will fall. And my message to the people of Gaza and the oppressed peoples across the world is that there are people here, both young and old, who are going to be willing to fight and are willing to put their lives and everything they can on the line to bring these empires down, because they must come down.
And in that very town, they say, Christians not welcome. So there's his wife, his white wife. If he was a Muslim and anti, whatever, but if he was pro-Western, whatever, I'm not mad at him, he's married a white woman, but she's literally a captured slave because her father and brothers wouldn't teach her the defense of the West like El Cid in Spain.
And what he just said is very mainstream. You say that in any college, you get a pat on the back. You could say that in most left-wing media. You could have an opinion piece in the New York Times that said that. If you said the same thing from a white nationalist perspective, you'd be sent off. You'd be arrested.
Well, that's why I say you can't be mad at Nick Fuentes, because he says what they're saying from a white perspective. I'm saying, well, that's bad. Why is it okay for you?
He's 100 times tamer. Nick Fuentes would never call for the destruction of an entire country. He doesn't want to destroy America. This guy wants to destroy America. Just like the Palestinians from the river to the sea, they want from ocean to ocean. They want to
completely
end. Well,
that's right. And just because we're mad about some stuff with Israel, doesn't mean we then join with Islam. That is literally cancer.
Yeah, and that's what the left does. The left loves Islam because Islam hates the West. So you have these strange bedfellows.
Trannies for Islam.
Muslims and Antifa. One wants to kill all gays. The others are gay. And they hate the West so much that they join together to annihilate us. And I've had enough of it. Like,
well,
I don't like you anymore.
The West is the best. Gab McGinnis, you got to come back sooner. It's so hard to get you on. Censored.tv, we love you, brother. We're going to launch a network, whether I own it or not, soon. And we want to... I think you got a subscription show, but we'd love to have you as a contributor. You're the best, brother. The West is the best. You're the best. You're the best. Love you.
Right on, pal.
Cheers. All right. Trump's UN speech was incredible. I want to air the last half of it now. Believe me, I love to babble, but this is just too good. I got to air it. I mean, I had an orgasm during this. So that's coming up. Then the War Room with Harrison Smith in 32 minutes from now. That is straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. Remember, you're the financiers of this operation. You are insane if you don't get our methylene blue. You're insane if you don't get our bovine colostrum. You're nuts if you don't get our turmeric. Go now to thealexshowstore.com and join the rebellion and get great products at the same time. Thealexshowstore.com. Want to thank you all for your support. What a historic day. Amazing. The cucking of the West is over. The West is rising. Great job, crew. Stay with us.
Not only is the UN not solving the problems it should too often, it's actually creating new problems for us to solve. The best example is the number one political issue of our time, the crisis of uncontrolled migration. It's uncontrolled. Your countries are being ruined. The United Nations is funding an assault on Western countries and their borders. In 2024, the UN budgeted $372 million in cash assistance to support an estimated 624,000 migrants journeying into the United States. Think of that. The UN is supporting people that are illegally coming into the United States, and then we have to get them out. The UN also provided food, shelter, transportation, and debit cards to illegal aliens. Can you believe that? On the way to infiltrate our southern border. Millions of people came through that southern border. Just a year ago, millions and millions of people were pouring in, 25 million altogether over the 4 years of the incompetent Biden administration. And now we have it stopped, totally stopped. In fact, they're not even coming anymore because they know they can't get through. But what took place is totally unacceptable. The UN is supposed to stop invasions, not create them and not finance them. In the United States, we reject the idea that mass numbers of people from foreign lands can be permitted to travel halfway around the world, trample our borders, violate our sovereignty, cause unmitigated crime, and deplete our social safety net. We have reasserted that America belongs to the American people, and I encourage all countries to take their own stand in defense of their citizens as well. You have to do that because I see it. I'm not mentioning names. I see it, and I can call every single one of them out. You're destroying your countries. They're being destroyed. Europe is in serious trouble. They've been invaded by a force of illegal aliens like nobody's ever seen before. Illegal aliens are pouring into Europe. Nobody is ever, and nobody's doing anything to change it, to get them out. It's not sustainable. And because they choose to be politically correct, they're doing just absolutely nothing about it. And I have to say, I look at London, where you have a terrible mayor, terrible, terrible mayor. And it's been so changed, so changed. Now they want to go to Sharia law. But you're in a different country. You can't do that. Both the immigration and their suicidal energy ideas will be the death of Western Europe if something is not done immediately. They cannot, this cannot be sustained. What makes the world so beautiful is that each country is unique. But to stay this way, every sovereign nation must have the right to control their own borders. You have the right to control your borders, as we do now, and to limit the sheer numbers of migrants entering their countries and paid for by the people of that nation that were there and that built that particular nation at the time. They put their blood, sweat, tears, money into that country. And now they're being ruined. Proud nations must be allowed to protect their communities and prevent their societies from being overwhelmed by people they have never seen before, with different customs, religions, with different everything, where migrants have violated laws, lodged false asylum claims, or claimed refugee status for illegitimate reasons. They should, in many cases, be immediately sent home. And while we will always have a big heart for places and people that are struggling and truly compassionate, answers will be given. We have to solve the problem, and we have to solve it in their countries, not create new problems in our countries. And we are very helpful to a lot of countries that are just not able to send their people anymore. They used to send them to us in caravans of 25, 30,000 people each. These massive caravans of people pouring into our country, totally unchecked and unvetted. But not anymore. According to the Council of Europe, in 2024, almost 50% of inmates in German prisons were foreign nationals or migrants. In Austria, the number was 53% of the people in prisons were from places that weren't from where they are now. In Greece, the number was 54%. And in Switzerland, beautiful Switzerland, 72% of the people in prisons are from outside of Switzerland. When your prisons are filled with so-called asylum seekers who repaid kindness, and that's what they did, they repaid kindness with crime, it's time to end the failed experiment of open borders. You have to end it now. See, I can tell you, I'm really good at this stuff. Your countries are going to hell. In America, we've taken bold action to swiftly shut down uncontrolled migration. Once we started detaining and deporting everyone who crossed the border and removing illegal aliens from the United States, they simply stopped coming. They're not coming anymore. We're getting a lot of credit, but they're not coming anymore. This was a humanitarian act for all involved because on the trips up, thousands of people a week were dying. Women were being raped. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. Raped, horribly beaten, raped. On the trip up, the journey up, it was a long walk. It was a long, arduous journey, indeed. And it was also a historic victory against human trafficking throughout the region. What we did was a victory, and we saved so many lives of people that wouldn't make the journey. That journey was loaded up with death. Loaded up with death. Dead bodies all along the roads of jungles to get up. They go through jungles. They go through areas so hot you couldn't breathe. They were dying of suffocation. Areas so hot that you couldn't breathe. Dead bodies all over. By them not coming, we're saving tremendous numbers of lives. My people have done a fantastic job in doing what they did, and the American public agrees with it. I mean, I was very proud to see this morning I have the highest poll numbers I've ever had. Part of it is because of what we've done on the border. I guess the other part is what we've done on the economy. Joe Biden's policies empowered murderous gangs, human smugglers, child traffickers, drug cartels, and prisoners from all over the world. The previous administration also lost nearly 300,000 children. Think of that. They lost more than 300,000 children, little children, who were trafficked into the United States on the Biden watch, many of whom have been raped, exploited, and abused, and sold. Sold. Nobody talks about that. The fake news doesn't write about it. With many others, young children, who are missing or dead. And we found a lot of these children and we're sending them back, and we've been sending them back to their parents. They said, nobody knows who they are. They said, where do you come from? And they'll give us a country and we'll find out and we'll figure it out and we'll bring them back to their homes. And the mother and father rush to the door and their tears in their eyes. They can't believe that they're seeing their son or daughter, their little son or daughter again. We've done almost 30,000 of them so far. Any system that results in the mass trafficking of children is inherently evil. Yet that is exactly what the globalist migration agenda has done, and it's what it's all about. In America, those days, as you know, are over. The Trump administration is working, and we are continuing to work to track down the villains that are causing this problem, and also, as I said, to get back the 30,000 we've already returned. Now I think we're going to have another. We're going to find a lot. You're not going to find all of them. 300, more than 300,000. They're lost or they're dead. They're lost or they're dead because of the animals that did this. To protect our citizens, I've also designated multiple savage drug cartels as forest. And you see this, and you see it happening right before your eyes. Let's put it this way. People don't like taking big loads of drugs in boats anymore. There aren't too many boats that are traveling on the seas by Venezuela. They tend not to want to travel very quickly anymore. And we've virtually stopped drugs coming into our country by sea. We call them the water drugs. They kill hundreds of thousands of people. I've also designated multiple savage drug cartels as far as foreign terrorist organizations, along with two bloodthirsty transnational gangs, probably the worst gangs anywhere in the world, MS-13 and Tren de Aragua. Tren de Aragua is from Venezuela, by the way. Such organizations torture, maim, mutilate, and murder with impunity. They're the enemies of all humanity. For this reason, we've recently begun using the supreme power of the United States military to destroy Venezuelan terrorists and trafficking networks led by Nicolas Maduro. To every terrorist thug smuggling poisonous drugs into the United States of America, please be warned that we will blow you out of existence. That's what we're doing. We have no choice. Can't let it happen. They're destroying. I believe we lost 300,000 people last year to drugs. 300,000. Fentanyl and other drugs. Each boat that we sink carries drugs that would kill more than 25,000 Americans. We will not let that happen. Energy is another area where the United States is now thriving like never before. We're getting rid of the falsely named renewables. By the way, they're a joke. They don't work. They're too expensive. They're not strong enough to fire up the plants that you need to make your country great. The wind doesn't blow. Those big windmills are so pathetic and so bad, so expensive to operate. And they have to be rebuilt all the time, and they start to rust and rot. Most expensive energy ever conceived, and it's actually energy. You're supposed to make money with energy, not lose money. You lose money, the governments have to subsidize. You can't put them out without massive subsidies. And most of them are built in China, and I give China a lot of credit. They build them, but they have very few wind farms. So why is it that they build them and they send them all over the world, but they barely use them? You know what they use? Coal. They use gas. They use almost anything, but they don't like wind. But they sure as hell like selling the windmills. Europe, on the other hand, is a long way to go, with many countries being on the brink of destruction because of the green energy agenda. And I give a lot of credit to Germany. Germany was being led down a very sick path, both on immigration, by the way, and on energy. They were going green, and they were going bankrupt. And the new leadership came in, and they went back to where they were, with fossil fuel and with nuclear, which is good. It's now safe, and you can do it properly. But they went back to where they were, and they opened up a lot of different plants, energy-producing plants, and they're doing well. I give Germany a lot of credit for that. They've said this is a disaster, what's happening. They were going all green. All green is all bankrupt. That's what it represents. And it's not politically correct. I'll be very badly criticized for saying it, but I'm here to tell the truth. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. I'm in New York City. I'm feeling a lot safer. Crime, we're getting crime down. And by the way, speaking of crime, Washington, D.C. was the crime capital of America. Now it's a totally, after 12 days, it's a totally safe city. Everyone's going out to dinner. They're going out to restaurants. Your wife can walk down the middle of the street with or without you. Nothing's going to happen. My people have done a fantastic job. And yes, I called in the National Guard, and the National Guard took care of business. And they weren't politically correct, but they took care of business. We got 1,700 career criminals out, brought them back to where they came from, the countries where they came from, or put them in jails. Washington, D.C. is now a totally safe city again, and I welcome you to come. In fact, we'll have dinner together at a local restaurant, and we'll be able to walk. We don't have to go by an armor-plated vehicle. We'll walk right over there from the White House. They've given up their powerful edge, a lot of the countries that we're talking about, in oil and gas, such as essentially closing the great North Sea oil. Oh, the North Sea. I know it so well. Aberdeen was the oil capital of Europe, and there's tremendous oil that hasn't been found in the North Sea. Tremendous oil. And I was with the prime minister I respect and like a lot, and I said, you're sitting with the greatest asset. They essentially closed it by making it so highly taxed that no developer, no oil company can go there. They have tremendous oil left. And more importantly, they have tremendous oil that hasn't even been found yet. And what a tremendous asset for the United Kingdom. And I hope the Prime Minister is listening, because I told it to him 3 days in a row. That's all he heard. North Sea oil, North Sea, because I want to see them do well. I want to stop seeing them ruining that beautiful Scottish and English countryside with windmills and massive solar panels that go 7 miles by 7 miles, taking away farmland. But we're not letting this happen in America. In 1982, the executive director of the United Nations Environmental Program predicted that by the year 2000, climate change would cause a global catastrophe. He said that it will be irreversible, as any nuclear holocaust would be. This is what they said at the United Nations. What happened? Here we are. Another UN official stated in 1989 that within a decade, entire nations could be wiped off the map by global warming. Not happening. You know, it used to be global cooling. If you look back years ago in the 1920s and the 1930s, they said global cooling will kill the world. We have to do something. Then they said global warming will kill the world. But then it started getting cooler. So now they could just call it climate change, because that way they can't miss. It's climate change. Because if it goes higher or lower, whatever the hell happens, there's climate change. It's the greatest con job ever perpetrated on the world, in my opinion. Climate change, no matter what happens, you're involved in that. No more global warming, no more global cooling. All of these predictions made by the United Nations and many others, often for bad reasons, were wrong. They were made by stupid people that have cost their country's fortunes and given those same countries no chance for success. If you don't get away from this green scam, your country is going to fail. And I'm really good at predicting things, you know. They actually said during the campaign they had a hat, the best-selling hat. Trump was right about everything. And I don't say that in a braggadocious way, but it's true. I've been right about everything. And I'm telling you that if you don't get away from the green energy scam, your country is going to fail. And if you don't stop people that you've never seen before, that you have nothing in common with, your country is going to fail. I'm the president of the United States, but I worry about Europe. I love Europe. I love the people of Europe. And I hate to see it being devastated by energy and immigration. This double-tailed monster destroys everything in its wake, and they cannot let that happen any longer. You're doing it because you want to be nice. You want to be politically correct, and you're destroying your heritage. They must take control strongly and immediately of the unmitigated immigration disaster and the fake energy catastrophe before it's too late. The carbon footprint is a hoax made up by people with evil intentions, and they're heading down a path of total destruction. You know, the carbon footprint was a big, big thing. A few years ago, I remember hearing about the carbon footprint, and then President Obama would get into Air Force One, a massive Boeing 747, and not a new one, an old one with old engines that spew everything into the atmosphere. He'd talk about the carbon footprint, we must do so. Then he'd get in, and he'd fly from Washington to Hawaii to play a round of golf. And then he'd get back onto that big, beautiful plane, and it'd fly back, and it'd talk about, again, global warming and the carbon footprint. It's a con job. At extreme cost and expense, Europe reduced its own carbon footprint by 37%. Think of that. Congratulations, Europe. Great job. You cost yourself a lot of jobs, a lot of factories closed, but you reduced the carbon footprint by 37%. However, for all of that sacrifice and much more, it's been totally wiped out and then some by a global increase of 54%, much of it coming from China and other countries that are thriving around China. which now produces more CO2 than all the other developed nations in the world. So all of these countries are working so hard on the carbon footprint, which is nonsense, by the way. It's nonsense. You know, it's interesting. In the United States, we have still radicalized environmentalists, and they want the factories to stop. Everything should stop. No more cows. We don't want cows anymore. I guess they want to kill all the cows. They want to do things that are just unbelievable, and you have it too. But, you know, we have a border strong, and we have a shape. And that shape doesn't just go straight up. That shape is amorphous when it comes to the atmosphere. And if we had the most clean air, and I think we do, we have very clean air. We have the cleanest air we've had in many, many years. But the problem is that other countries, like China, which has air that's a little bit rough, it blows. And no matter what you're doing down here, the air up here tends to get very dirty because it comes in from other countries where their air isn't so clean. And the environmentalists refuse to acknowledge that. Same thing with garbage. In Asia, they dump much of their garbage right into the ocean. And over about a 1 week and 2 week journey, it flows right past Los Angeles. You've seen it. Massive amounts of garbage, almost too much to do anything about. Flowing past Los Angeles, past San Francisco, and then somebody would get in trouble because he dropped a cigarette on the beach. The whole thing is crazy. The primary effect of these brutal green energy policies has not been to help the environment, but to redistribute manufacturing and industrial activity from developed countries that follow the insane rules that are put down to polluting countries that break the rules and are making a fortune. They're making a fortune. European electricity bills are now 4 to 5 times more expensive than those in China and 2 to 3 times higher than the United States. And our bills are coming way down. You probably see that our gasoline prices are way down. You know, we have an expression, drill, baby, drill. And that's what we're doing. We're going to be much lower in a year from now. But they've come way down over the last year. As a result, every air conditioner is like very uncommon to see one in some of these countries because the electric costs are so high. So while the U.S. has approximately 1,300 heat-related deaths annually, that's a lot, Europe loses more than 175,000 people to heat deaths each year. Because the costs are so expensive, you can't turn on an air conditioner. What is that all about? That's not Europe. That's not the Europe that I love and know. All in the name of pretending to stop the global warming hoax. The entire globalist concept of asking successful industrialized nations to inflict pain on themselves and radically disrupt their entire societies must be rejected completely and totally, and it must be immediate. That's why in America I withdrew from the fake Paris Climate Accord, where, by the way, America was paying so much more than every country. Others weren't paying. China didn't have to pay until 2030. Russia was given an old standard that was easy to meet, a 1990 standard. But for the United States, we're supposed to pay like $1 trillion. And I said, this is another scam. The fact is, United States has been taken advantage of by the world for many, many years, but not any longer, as you probably noticed. I unleashed massive energy production and signed historic executive orders to hunt for oil. But we don't have to do much hunting because we have the most oil of any nation anywhere, oil and gas in the world. And if you add coal, we have the most of any nation in the world. Clean, I call it clean, beautiful coal. You can do things today with coal that you couldn't have done 10 years ago, 15 years. So I have a little standing order in the White House. Never use the word coal, only use the words clean, beautiful coal. Sounds much better, doesn't it? But we stand ready to provide any country with abundant, affordable energy supplies.